Rainbow Casino Studios.
It's Frosty, Heidi, and Frank
on 95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1.
Frosty, Heidi, and Frank show. Thank you for joining us Monday, June 19th. Hope everyone had a wonderful Father's Day weekend.
My father is in Florida. So I had a great time. I didn't have to see him.
You just stayed at home listening to Luther Vandross songs. Dance with my father.
One obligatory phone call, and I was done, baby.
Yep.
How about you guys?
I didn't even call my dad.
Oh, Frank.
No, but he was on vacation, spending it with like my sisters and stuff. So, I mean, they were busy. So,
okay, you're fine.
I'll call him today.
Yeah, he's on vacation.
He's fine.
Right, did you call Papa?
I called my dad yesterday. And
what's he up to?
He's doing awesome. Like,
still living in the truck?
He's got a place now. Stop.
Newly divorced, new lease on life.
Newly divorced.
He put a cap on the bed?
Yes. Which is, you know, added a room. Had a heart attack a few months ago. Massive heart attack. And now he's doing, he was told to give up salt and alcohol. My dad, if you don't know, drank a fifth early times whiskey every single day. So I was like, he's never giving up alcohol. Well, it turns out he's given up alcohol.
Whoa.
He's
so
like,
is he a different person?
Completely different person on the phone.
So now does your mother want him back?
Well, now
think about that.
You're eating fresh fruits and vegetables and having oatmeal for
He's eating breakfast. Clean. He's looking all hot now.
No, he's like, yeah. And I started to say something about, have you tried? And he goes, well, no, that's got about 120 milligrams of sodium. Now he's like gone in this direction. That's my dad, though.
He's like a health nut now.
He'll throw himself into.
And one addiction into
and
another.
And he's stubborn enough that, like, yeah, he's done drinking. I go, so you're nothing. He's like, nah, I don't have much need for it. And I go, what?
So he goes from that much to nothing, just
fruit,
like that.
Fresh fruits and vegetables. He's, you know, oatmeal.
Did you get him one of them blenders?
The Vitamix?
Yeah, you give him a Vitamix for Father's Day?
It would be a good time now, because when he was drinking, he'd been making early times, you know, smoothies. So I was like, maybe not now, but maybe now would be a good time to send that over.
Put yourself in his body. It's like a whole different life now, right?
It's crazy.
Instead of being buzzed all the time and Margaritaville, now he's completely sober and bean sprouts.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's nuts.
Your mom's going to see him jogging around the courthouse and stuff.
She's going to be like, ooh.
Who is that?
No.
That's your ex-husband, Barb. What?
I bet he lost those old friends. Think of it. If you drink a lot, and who doesn't in this room, you know, your social life is probably built around going out with the friends and having drinks.
Because I did say, so what are you doing today? And he goes, what am I doing? I'm sitting here staring at the goddamn wall. And
ooh.
I went,
That's when he was drinking.
No, right now, yesterday. When
I
talked to him, I go, that's the first thing. I go, hey, Dad. He goes, yeah.
Maybe he's on his treadmill. You know, when you're on a treadmill, you feel like you're going no place. You're staring at a wall.
I go, hey, Dad. And he goes, yeah. And I go, happy Father's Day. He said, yeah. And I go, what are you doing? And then that's when he said that. And I was like, Dad, stop. Like,
I'm cheerful.
He's like,
just waiting to die.
He didn't say that this time, which was good. And obviously he's, you know, feeling better. So I'm happy about that. But still the same in that respect. I'm like, well, why don't you go outside, go for a walk or something? Too hot. Okay.
Well, it really was too hot. It was too hot everywhere. I can't imagine all the people who did stuff this weekend.
Yeah. Oh, it was crazy.
Too hot.
Well, you had a cheerful conversation with your dad, Frank. You know, your dad's on vacation. You're excused. My conversation was a lie. Because, see, I visit him maybe once a year. I fly in to see him for the holidays. They want more than that for me.
Of course.
Really?
They expect more. So anytime I have vacation, they expect me to fly into Florida and see him.
I know.
Well, it's not fun. I can't tell you how unfun that is. I love them, but it's like the worst vacation ever.
A good day and a sleepover and leave the next morning is the perfect
visit. I wish I could do that, Heidi, but they always stay 3-4 days and it's the whole week and it's like awful because we don't do anything. We don't go anywhere.
I know.
They're boring. They're complaining. They're negative about everything. Blah, 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 blah. I come back. I want to pull my hair out. What's left of it? So anyway.
Wow, how many times have you visited? A lot.
So, you know, I got vacation time coming up in about a month, right?
Yeah.
And so I'd let it slip to my dad. He said, well, what you doing this summer? And that's like, when you going to come see us? What you doing this summer, boy? Well, I'm looking forward to checking out the sites in Washington, D.C. Check out the Smithsonian when I'm there next month. I don't know, man. He's like, what? You going to come see us? I'm like,
Now you have to.
Because you're heading that direction. That's the tough part, is that you're heading that direction.
I know. Now, the flights are already booked, so I can't. So they're all upset at me for not dropping down to see them.
Just tell them you only get, like...
Maybe you could fly them up to D.C. and go on the tours with you.
Just imagine the exhibits my dad would want to see.
Oh, no.
I ain't going to see the Museum Intolerance. Ain't got time for that. They got something more fast-paced.
Well, 1-800-955-KLOS is the number. If you can't get through on the phone, you can always text the show, text FHF, and then your question or comment to 68683. Got some Iron Maiden tickets to give away today with a chance to win a trip to Vegas and also some Arroyo Seco weekend tickets to give away. But first, let's get to the traffic with Lisa May.
Well, we're off to a rough start on the 5 southbound.
Now, back to Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
Nonstop for the next 40 minutes.
On 95.5 KLOS.
Frosty, Heidi, and Frank show on Monday, the day after Father's Day. So hopefully every dad out there had a good time. Eric was showing me what he got for Father's Day from his little girl who just turned 2.
Yeah, just turned 2.
Wow.
Yeah, check this thing out. It's my new bracelet.
More jewelry.
Yeah, my wife knows me. And it's got little squiggly wiggly lines on there.
What's that?
Which are waveforms, which is what audio looks like.
Oh, I've heard about that.
So okay. So it's etched on there.
You think we
would have
seen that being in radio sometime, you know,
you think
during our careers.
Me back in the room with all that tape, I haven't made it out for a while. So what are the squiggly waveforms? Why are they on your wrist?
They are my daughter saying this. Let's see if I can play it from my phone. I love Daddy so much.
She sounds
much.
A little bit like Liza Minnelli.
Yeah, she
or Carol Channing.
Let's hear it again. Imagine Liza Minnelli.
I love Daddy so much.
Yeah, she's Liza Minnelli.
Oh, man. Did you keep it together? Did you sob like a little girl in front of her?
I just wept in front of her.
What's the matter, Daddy?
And she goes, Daddy crying. That's your next bracelet. I'm going to get that away from
you. Yeah. Could you make that Daddy big pussy?
So if you scan that waveform with the phone, it says that? Is that how that works?
No, it's not interactive like the tattoos that are becoming popular. Oh. It's just...
So you're taking their word for it that that's really what the waveform says. It could be gullible, stupid Americans will buy anything.
Like my Chinese symbols on my body. Sure, strong, confident women. Okay, pork fried rice.
Well, now I'll have to confirm it, damn it.
Yeah.
Now you made me question the most special thing I've ever received. Thanks, Frosty.
Well, just saying.
Yeah, it's either something she just found in a sale bin at Odds and Things. But my presents were a little different. I got up early in the morning before anybody got up and took off my motorcycle. Didn't tell anybody where I was going.
Mm.
Just went Father's Day completely alone. Awesome. And
That's kind of weird. Dad gets away from the family, disappears on Father's Day.
All right, okay. We're going to surprise him. He's not even home. Yeah. What the hell?
Well, yeah, it's like on Mother's Day. I think I went to CVS or Rite Aid and gave the kids 10 bucks to go pick out something.
Mm.
And so this time I get home from my ride and they go, look out in the pool. And they got me this big inflatable slice of pizza. Like
cool.
It's where you lie on it. It's like a
raft.
Floaty bed. Uh-huh. And an inflatable cooler that was filled with beers and ice, ready to go.
That's
just for me
nice.
To be floating around the pool. And so, but I mean, when you look at inflatable cooler for the pool, the pool slice of pizza, I'm like, did you guys go to Leslie's Pool Supply this morning? They're like, yeah, we did. So they had nothing for me for Father's Day. They went to Leslie's Pool Supply. Got me a couple rafts.
Thank God you went on that ride. It gave them time to do that.
I know.
I'm going to leave for a while so you guys can figure out.
I might have got breakfast in bed otherwise. We got to come up with something. But no, they did order me something. They got me a coffee cup so I could take it to work.
Oh, that's really nice.
From my kids, you know. And I thought, okay, what's this? World's greatest dad, possibly. No, it says, Dad, I'm so happy your pullout game was weak as F.
Oh, my God.
Okay, that's kind of weird coming from your kids. Wow.
It's my kids, though, so it's not that weird.
That makes
sense. I was like, oh, thanks, kids.
Yeah.
Of course, your kids they're not toddlers.
Right.
It'd be weird if they're like 4
Anthony,
and 6.
Get a picture of this so people can see this. Is what
His
I
kids
got
are grown.
Mm-hmm.
Here we get some sweet little, I love you, Daddy, so much. Dad, thank God your pullout game sucks. Or else we wouldn't be here. So.
Well, they do make a good point.
I'm not that close with my family to discuss how I was made and that sort of or to memorialize it on a coffee cup.
Well, your mom was on top. That seemed to be the way she was. Dad, stop it! Stop! I don't want to know.
Hell touching.
Yeah, hell touching. Very, very nice. I didn't cry like Eric.
Well, Eric's saying, you know, this is very nice. Your kid, make sure you keep that, keep the batteries in it or whatever, or your phone there, so you can scan it. Someday we can actually see what that says, if that's really her. Because, what, she's two now?
Just turned two, yeah.
So in about, what, 12, 13 years, she won't even want to talk to you. She'll be embarrassed when you come around. Won't want to see you.
Yep.
Yeah, and she probably won't even love you anymore like she does now. So,
and you'll
so
play you can listen to this.
You can play this over and over. And
when she's 12 and she goes, I hate you. You don't even understand. I hate you. I hate
you. That'll be the bracelet he gets at 12. Way firm of that.
And I'll just sit and sob and listen to this over and over.
Oh, the good old days.
It's so sweet. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, because it's Father's Day. Did anybody get into an argument with their lady? You know, on Father's Day, or was it your day? It's your day. I'm not going to ruin it.
Oh, my wife went all
beers.
Out.
Okay,
it was
good.
A fantastic day. Anything I wanted.
I did too. I didn't get bitched at for going on a motorcycle ride in the morning. I left like at 7:30 in the morning. Got back at noon, 12:30. Just gone all day. Get home. Yeah, float around with kid a while. And she's like, we're going to Reggae Fest tonight. Hollywood Bowl. Mm. So I went to Reggae Fest last night. Saw Ziggy Marley. It was awesome.
Nice. That was a total surprise,
hits.
Too?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's great.
That's cool.
And because it was Father's Day, she couldn't, you know, ruin it and start an argument. So obviously when you buy your seats, you don't know who's sitting in front of you. And so this group was sitting in front of us, and who was sitting right in front of me was just like this young hot girl. Mm-hmm. And she had on like this white halter toppy type thing and those short jeans that are kind of high waisted, but they go up your butt.
The butt cheeks
are
hanging out.
Yeah, the butt cheeks are hanging out. Mm-hmm. And just totally had like the hair that was like that pink and silverish looking. Mm-hmm. She was gorgeous. And so, you know, reggae starts and she stands right in front of me, stands up and just starts dancing and, like, in front of her chair, but just right in front of me. So pretty much I had a 4-hour lap dance last night. and my lady couldn't say anything about it. She's like, do you want to switch seats? I go, no, I think I'm fine.
No,
this looks good to me.
Oh, my God.
So she couldn't say anything. So no. I didn't buy her ticket.
No.
She loves to dance. What can I say? I'm not going to tell her to sit down.
So she'd pretty much taken a mental oath to make it be your day and to not cause fights.
Right.
Was she like seething, ready to explode like a volcano by the end of the day?
I mean, girl had like a full back tat and stuff like that. It was
the only thing that would have made that better for
you.
Do
you like full back tattoos?
You're like, no.
Do you want me to get one? I go, no, we're fine here. I got all I need right here.
Yeah, get one of this chick so I can remember her.
Get one of this chick on your back?
Yeah. Let me take a photograph of this here. I'm going to take this on your back.
There was one point where I felt like I was being punked or set up because she was a tiny person, this woman in front of me, and she got on her seat, and she was on her knees on her seat. But she was holding on to the seat in front of her.
Oh, come on.
And she was like, she was going forward so I could see her ass. And then she was like banging her butt off of the back of her own seat. So it looked like she was just like pounding me.
You sure there wasn't someone underneath her?
No, there was nobody underneath her.
Who does that? On your knees on the seat, holding. That's kind of a strange posture to be doing all night.
The only thing that would have made that better for you is if your lady was like, listen, I've gotten her for you. Enjoy.
Yeah, enjoy. This is all a plan.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, it was a good time had by all. I didn't get home until like midnight, 12:30 last night.
Frank.
So.
The only flaw was
that on fumes.
When you left in the morning with no plans to come back, what if they planned a nice breakfast for you or something? I mean, to leave with no agenda. I'll be back whenever I'm back
you
and just
home.
Sneak out.
Your eggs are cold. They've been sitting here for 4 hours.
We got these special
why would you
grain
eat breakfast
free.
If I'm not home?
Because it was a surprise.
Yeah.
I've got breakfast in bed.
Phone in from a chef in France.
Yeah, right.
Special omelette.
Where did he go? Not a note, nothing.
Oh, we got JB on the phone. Hello, JB.
Hey, Frank, I didn't know you could get concert tickets at Leslie's Pool.
I know, huh?
All right, sharks on a plane. You guys have a great day.
Thank you, JB. Yeah, it was a good time, Hollywood Bowl last night.
It was a good day.
Was a lot of people there?
Yeah, it was packed, sold out, I think.
What was the quality of the air floating around?
Wonderful. I mean, there was one point where I even got the cold sweats. I was so high.
Wow.
We're just like, damn, I'm sweating a lot. I'm tripping balls right now.
Wow. It wasn't even from your own stuff.
Yeah, because this is somebody, you know, just passed me a fatty. I'm like, yeah, sure, I'll take some. And, you know, it's somebody else's. I have no idea who this is, but I didn't just and pass it along, just give it a little take. I was like, I about smoked myself to death
maybe
on that, one.
Maybe that girl wasn't even there.
No, she was there.
Maybe
she
it was a
definitely,
good
she was definitely there. So, yeah, it was a good time. But, yeah, for about 10 minutes, I was sweating my ass off. I turned green. I was just so high.
Frank.
So then I came out of it, you know. I had like a little bottle of water, and I was like, all right, I'm fine now. I'm like, this is a great day. I just tripped balls for like 10 minutes, and I'm back. This is awesome.
They said, honey, it's 2019. We thought we'd lost you.
Yeah, you were in a coma.
We brought you here hoping you'd step out of it.
Yeah.
The Ziggy Marley air coma.
You spent the last 18 months in North Korea. What?
There were hot girls, and you were there, and you were there.
You were so stoned, you tried to steal a picture.
Honey, last time you were conscious, Trump used to be president.
That's ridiculous. That can't be.
Oh, yeah, Donald Trump. I wonder how he celebrated Father's Day yesterday, like the rest of us, with all of his loved ones and Tiffany.
Frank.
Yeah, her. Keep forgetting about her.
That one, too.
The one upstairs.
Tiffany, who's this? Who got me this? Tiffany, who's Tiffany?
Do you think he enjoyed Camp David? You know, it's the rustic cabins and stuff out there, not far from the White House.
That's probably not his thing.
I can't see it. I would love to go camping at Camp David.
Yeah.
I love places like that.
I don't think you really go camping there.
Well, I saw pictures of it, Frank. It's
really?
There's like I mean, it's very rustic.
So the president goes into the campground?
It's not like teepees and tents, but
it's like a KOA.
It's like a...
He's got his fifth wheel.
It's got hookup for my poop.
Yeah. Melania's out there hooking up the pooper.
Come on down. We got a fire and a keg down here. We'll come on down and have you swallow a BBR.
We call this Trump dump. It's the best dump.
But I saw a photo spread of that over the weekend because, you know, this first time he's been there with a family. And it's not fancy at all. It's really nice, rustic. Little cabins.
Yeah.
Like 20 or 30 or 40 cabins spread all over. And then they get the big little house they stay. But it's like it's camping, essentially. Glamping, I guess.
I can't even picture him doing that.
They probably had a terrible time.
Yeah.
But I would love stuff like that.
You got a text here from the 714. It says, wife of 15 years, 3 kids, not one gift. Got one hug at 7 p.m. F my life.
Oh, no.
That's kind of sad.
Any dads out there not get anything? No remembrance at all of the day that it's Father's Day? Just nothing?
If that's you, that's a sign you're doing something wrong or your family turned out bad. One of the two. May
I'll
not be your
family
fault.
Turned out bad.
Yeah, it may not be your fault.
So selfish that they can't even acknowledge that one day. Even if you're, I mean, even your dad sucks and you still called him.
Yeah, fake it for God's sakes. It's one day out of 365.
Right.
You can't muster up 60 minutes of
15-minute
feigned affection. I mean, really, even if you had an evil father or a Mother's Day evil mother, at least fake it just for a while,
right?
I mean,
you waited till 7 o'clock at night to go, oh,
I know.
Oh my, that's awful.
My daughter faked it as well because she wanted to take me out to dinner, not on Father's Day, but I think on Saturday night. And she goes, yeah, let's go down to this Katsuya. It's a sushi place, and I want to, you know, it's really good. I want to take you there for Father's Day because I got to work on Sunday. I'm like, okay, let's go. Well, right next to it is an REI. And she had to go pick up a backpack that she put on hold. So, really, she was going to be there anyway. And so she wanted pretty much me to pay for her backpack and my dinner. And I was like, well, if this is all I can get, it's all I can get. Might as well take it.
Yeah.
Don't be like, how dare you? It's my day. And I was like, fine.
Get the backpack.
As long as you can work me in a couple pieces of sushi with you, I'm okay with that.
I know those REI backpacks are not the cheapest backpacks either. No. They're nice, but you pay good money for them.
Yeah, she's going to Europe, so she got her backpack, so she can go backpack around Europe for a month.
Well, that's nice. When's she going to be there?
Month of July.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Damn.
It seems like everything over there seems to be going so well right now.
Yeah, it's nothing to worry about.
Yeah, flying into London, you know.
If you want.
Of all places to fly into.
Yeah.
Was there some other bombing this weekend?
But there was a what?
Mosques.
Someone drove a van into a bunch of people outside a mosque. That wasn't London, though, this time. It was somewhere else.
Was it in England, though, right?
Was it? I thought it was in Afghanistan.
No, I thought it was in England.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't read the rest
of the
story.
What you got?
It was in North London.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's just west of Afghanistan.
West of Afghanistan.
You were close.
Right. I didn't read the story yet. Well, that's very sad. How many people have perished in that one?
One.
Oh.
And that guy may have actually died of a heart attack. They were actually a crowd of people around him because he had collapsed, and that's when the van swerved into them.
Oh.
Oh, well, that may be different.
But 8 people were injured, and they're in the hospital.
So it's his fault.
Yeah.
I saw the numbers for the people that perished in that fire in London. It's up to 78 now. 78 people, that big, huge column of fire, the every floor on fire.
Yeah, right. Were you saying, Heidi, that you see the pictures of that tower burning? And it was a towering inferno.
I've never seen every floor on fire in a building.
But the
like
thing
that
is
before.
Still there. I mean, it's the correct. Shell. You see the bricks. You see, I mean, the windows are gone. I mean, the thing did not come down in a heap.
And it was on fire for a long time. A long time.
Showed the, you know, after the whole building's black and burned out. And,
but standing.
And the firefighters still, like, you know, hosing off maybe some poles that are still hot. But the thing is still standing there.
Hmm.
And how you brought up the fact that it's like a building like that burns completely. You see the whole damn thing on fire and still standing, yet the towers that when they were hit.
Yeah.
Well, they just make things better over there in England. You know, American made, not always the way to go, I guess.
And they're complaining how that they've had complaints about that building from the residents, saying it needs to be upgraded, it needs to be fixed for this is the reason that it burns and stands.
Yeah, please fix the sprinkler system. And we'll get to it someday.
Is that the conspiracy theory?
Yeah, there are a lot
online?
Of people online talking about that it's like that building, which should have just imploded, every building on every floor on fire, it's still standing, yet World Trade Center's just implodes.
I'm no physicist.
Both of them.
But isn't jet fuel fire hotter than regular old fire, building fire? Because the jet fuel from a plane, mm-hmm. I think it's just like blast furnace heat. Hot.
Yeah, but I think, doesn't that burn off faster?
Maybe, but it weakens the steel. I don't know. I don't know. I just assume it's a hotter fire with that jet fuel all over the place as opposed to just a bunch of
at some point, can't
curtains.
You just get as hot as you're going to get?
Not only is hot, and it's really hot. That's why a blast
it's
furnace can
hot.
Melt.
Like absolute
metals.
Zeros, as cold as you can get. And they're absolute hot.
Where it's like,
it's like this is the hottest hot can get.
Yeah, my house, sadly, after them with all the doors shut.
My
AC.
God.
I went out to my car, which had been shut up, and the thing inside said 118 degrees in my car. We have the sun beating down on it.
Yeah, my deodorant melted. Because I had a gym bag in the car. I forgot about it.
Oh, no.
Great.
Mm. Oh, that's kind of wasted. Is everything all gooey now in the bag?
Yeah, everything's gooed together.
Oh, it's
really, honey? That's my melted
time.
Deodorant. Really, honey? Really?
That's the speed stick.
Enunciate that, Heidi.
I know. Should have gone with Mitch.
Oh, yeah, then I found a Cheeto at the reggae festival. It looked like a penis and balls.
Again, you were real high.
In a bag of Cheetos. Yeah, we were high as hell, but my lady's got this bag of Cheetos, and it's like the very thin little Cheeto sticks. Cheese sticks.
Yeah.
And she's looking down the bag. She goes, again, if you look directly down the bag, it looks like a bag of D's. Because, like, the Cheetos, everything had a little head on it.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, my God, it does look like everything's got it's a bag of D's. And she reaches in to grab one, pulls it out, and it's a Cheeto with a perfect set of balls on it.
Did you keep it? No,
I put it on Instagram. Someone said there's a $25,000 contest for things like that.
Well, yeah, you could sell it on eBay.
Cheeto D's, and I didn't keep it.
Oh,
yeah, she ate it. She can't resist that stuff.
Oh, no.
But no, she was showing it to everybody around, and everyone was taking pictures of it around us. So who knows? Maybe Cheeto D's going viral right now.
That's the most expensive one she's probably ever eaten.
Biggest one.
Including her heyday.
Back in her heyday.
No, really, you could have eBayed that.
That's right.
Some idiot would have paid.
I probably could have.
That's okay. Yeah. My frosted flakes look like Alfred Hitchcock. My dog ate when I was photographing it, so that could have been a couple of minutes.
See? We could be retired now, Frosty, with Alfred Hitchcock flake and Cheeto D.
Damn it. Lost opportunity.
See, how did you see it on my Instagram?
I did.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
I did. It looks, it looks like a big orange D.
See.
It looks like Donald Trump's D, I guess is what.
Actual size.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, that is exactly. Wow.
I mean, complete.
I could have got some money for that.
He should have kept it.
No, didn't.
Crunchity crunch. Bye-bye.
That is weird. That is exactly
it's
like.
It's hard to be high as a kite at the reggae fest, not want to eat every Cheeto in the bag.
Yeah.
At that point, you're like, okay, I'll go ahead and eat that.
Put that one aside.
So you were the head munchies that bad where you ate $50,000. Honey, I know it's money to pay off the house, but I am so hungry, I'm going to eat this last Cheeto. I don't care how much it's worth.
You know, you can eat at Hollywood Bowl. You can take like picnic and stuff like that.
I love it.
And so we did, and just ate myself to oblivion before. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh my God, not another bite. And then got super stoned, and my munchies. I didn't have them. Like my munchies ate my food that I had already eaten. You know, like
that's a good trick.
Yeah, because I stuffed myself. Then I got really high, and then it all just kind of worked out like little. Blah, 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 blah. And I didn't have to get on a bag of chips. Nothing.
Huh.
Okay.
So fill yourself before you smoke, then munchies.
Yeah, I pre-munched.
Yeah.
Frank, you should write a pamphlet. Stoners don't take time to read whole columns or books. Like, you should write a paragraph.
Or maybe that's, you know, medicinal marijuana. It can be a digestive aid, where it's like if you don't feel good, you, instead of taking the antacids or Pepto-Bismol, you get high, and then your stomach settles. Because I was so full. Then after I got baked, that's fine. I mean.
That's weird.
So, Jeff Sessions, yes, is what, trying to revoke medical marijuana in states or something like that?
Mm-hmm. Here we have in the state of California, January 1st, we the people voted right, that recreational should be legal. The feds are saying they're not going to recognize what states vote. Us, Colorado, Oregon, wherever. So the federal government is still saying they can, pardon the pun, so Trump,
we the people,
state laws.
It's so frustrating.
Those of you who are planning to even go in business and own legal pot shops here in the state of California or become involved in selling it or plan on recreationally using it, well, maybe not. If the feds come in, they can still claim they can arrest anyone who consumes it or sells it. So now what do you do if you were planning on opening a business? What do you do? You don't know what to do.
There was just a big marijuana business convention in Oakland. And I had a friend of mine who didn't go to the convention but was staying in the same hotel. He said it wasn't just a bunch of, you know, Rastafarians and hippies. It was, you know, everyone there was a lawyer and the big money was there to say, like, how's big money going to make money off this? So once that happens, once you get big money involved, to go and make big money off weed, then it'll be fine.
I know. Somebody sent me a list of a couple penny stocks. You know, companies are just getting started in the marijuana business. I'm thinking, God, this is where you could, you know, make some serious money now, or become arrested.
I don't think those are called penny stocks. They're called pinner stocks. Ah. Just little pinners.
Yeah, now's the moment.
Mm. Frank, of all people, I can't believe you haven't looked into opening Weeds or something. Of course, you got to wait and see if the feds are going to, you know, put you in prison.
Yeah, otherwise, you're a target, and you don't
want to. Yeah, so I don't know what you do with it.
I don't know either.
You had to be high to even come up with this idea and think it might work. Apparently, there's a new trend where people who don't have tanning oil, they improvise. And so what they're using instead is they're putting Coca-Cola all over their bodies before they go out in the sun. And they're saying that the caramel color in the Coke helps bronze them.
And make them slightly sticky.
Yeah, you're sticky, a sticky mess all day.
It's a terrible idea.
Yeah, flies love you.
They say Coke contains a lot of chemicals, but none of them provide any SPF protection. So,
it takes rust off a penny.
You're probably still going to get cancer if you go out with Coke all over your body.
Wacky people will believe anything. Well, I read it online, so it must be true.
Come on, do what we did when I was a kid. Straight old baby oil laying on a piece of tinfoil. Baby oil and iodine laying on tinfoil. Can't imagine why I have freckles all over my chest.
Stupid. Oh, man, if I could take that back, I would.
Really?
I'd take those.
Why don't you get the freckles removed? They can do that now. We have the technology.
I know, but the thing is, I've looked into it because I have these freckle patches on the sides of my neck. I have makeup on now, so you can't see. But when
that
I
look like Wolverine?
Well, if I don't have makeup on, it's a freckle patch that just started on the sides of my neck, so that my neck just looks dirty. And I hate it. And the dermatologist was like, well, we can get rid of those. That's not a problem. Are you going to make a commitment to stay out of the sun? I was like, oh, no. And she's like, well, until you're going to make that commitment. I'm like, well, I'm never making that commitment.
I mean, I don't think those are freckle patches that make your neck look dirty. Those are called liver spots. It's something older ladies
get. It's freckle patches. It's adorable.
Liver moles.
Like a whatever they call it. I don't know. But yeah, so I know I can get rid of it, but I'm going to be in the sun all the time.
Oh, you look fine.
It's fine. Who cares? I mean, I care, but who cares, you know?
It's about time you start wearing that wide-brim hat like most women do.
I don't have it in me. I'm still a baseball cap girl.
Really?
You're not
getting the big, full, round-brim hat?
Nope. Can't do it yet.
Jackie O shades.
I know I should.
Everything's dark from the chest up.
I should.
Have you had I know you get your skin looked at and mapped and all that, which is great. Everyone should do that. Have you had anything chopped off that they said, oh, this is a carcinoma?
No.
Well, see, once you get the first one of those, that's when you start wearing
I had something suspicious taken and it came back. Oh, it's fine. But yeah, it's on my back.
Suspicious,
that was
though.
A fun week of waiting for that phone call. But Frank's been through it, too.
Oh, yeah, you've had a couple weird things chopped off of you.
Yeah.
He doesn't even worry about it. He doesn't even care. He's like, yeah, I guess I had cancer. I'm like, what?
It was cancer, and then they go back and get more because the piece they took wasn't enough. And so, yeah, I got a big hole in my side.
I mean,
who?
And he just treats it like, yeah, I got cold. Yeah, I guess I had cancer. I'm like, what's that?
I even had it on my eye.
He did.
Had that taken off my eye?
That was on his good eye, too.
Oh, I wasn't here for that. I missed that. You had a cancer in your eye?
Well, like, yeah, right in the corner of my eye right here. Had to get skin cut out.
Really?
So that's why I got this weird.
Is that what that's from a bar fight or something? The little scar there.
It was the fight with cancer.
Yeah, same eye, different scar.
Different scar.
Yeah, the scar on the outside from the bar fights. Inside's cancer.
So you had a little tumor thing there.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
He's fine.
You okay?
Yeah, he's fine. He just said, oh, no biggie. I'm like, no biggie. I would be a mess.
Ignorance is health.
I've got a weird thing in the middle of my back, which I can't reach because my
arm. You need me to look at it?
No, because you don't want to see the back of my back. It's the worst, most repulsive sight on the planet.
Yeah.
Blobs, blubber, folds, and hair.
I can handle it.
No, you can't handle my back.
I'm well.
It's horrible. But I can't reach it because my arms just, they don't quite bend enough.
That's so funny.
But I can see in one of those double mirror things, like a haunted, trick mirror house.
Right, right.
A mirror in front of a mirror in front of a mirror. I can see there's a weird
I'm sure thing. In this room somewhere, there's somebody who loves popping stuff. Who's the popper
I
in the room?
I love popping. I'll pop.
You love popping stuff? You'll pop anybody's stuff?
Yeah.
So if Rossi was willing to raise his shirt, you would pop whatever's on his back.
Give you relief.
Oh,
relief.
Yes, thank you, but it's not poppable. It's brown and scaly, because I've seen it in the mirror.
Oh, yeah, so don't mess with those. You're not supposed
it's
to.
It's like a scab I've had for 20 years.
Maybe it's just a large tick.
Could be.
You've got a dog tick back there.
It's still sucking its fill.
I'll check you for ticks. Now get on over here.
Don't ticks get full and drop off after a while? I've had this since 82.
Maybe you're just one big giant tick. Maybe Frosty Stillwell's gone.
I'm a tick.
Yeah. You got it as a little boy, and it was just like, nom, 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 nom.
Could be.
You're just filled with blood. We better not poke you.
What's a stomp on you, big blood spot. It's so funny. Last night at the reggae fest, I got bit by something on the back, like a mosquito or something, and I was itching it.
They were out last night.
Yeah, I had my arm behind my back, and so when my lady tried to put her arm around me just to give me like some hug while we're dancing, she felt this other arm behind me scratching my back, but my hand was upside down because that is a weird place. I was like this. And she thought, she's like, who in the hell is hugging my man? I'm like, oh no, this is just my hand. I'm scratching my own back.
I'm cheating on you with my own hand, which you could have said, I'm sure, many times. No, honey, it was my own hand.
No, I'm not like, cheating on you. It's my own hand.
Seems like you would recognize your lover's arm.
I know, but
it was upside down in a weird. See, it's upside down in a weird way.
And it's dark, and she just goes to put her arm around. She's like, "Whoa, why is her hand?"
These fingers scratching her husband's back.
You should have really messed with her and put like leg press on nails on. Just like up and down.
Woman's watch. Some bangly bracelets.
Had he anticipated the mosquito bite, he could have done that.
Yeah, damn it.
Next mosquito bite, Frank.
Charm bracelets and
Pandora.
Pandora.
He went to Pandora.
He must have went to Jared's.
Our kid plays soccer, so look, there's a soccer
Every
ball
kiss
on it.
Begins with K. So Bill Cosby's trial ended in a mistrial. Cosby invited his defense team to celebrate with cocktails, but no one took him
up
on it.
They're like, we're really busy. It's late. We're going to head home. Yeah, early day tomorrow.
52 hours of deliberation.
And nothing.
So now they say they're going to retry it, and they're going to retry it within 120 days. The judge is for that as well, so look for it to go right back to court within the next 4 months.
With a whole new jury, new location, new place.
Yes.
You haven't heard about this by now. I mean, as far as looking for a jury someplace.
I know.
Now, at this point, don't you go, okay, the first one's a mistrial, the second one, guilty. Wouldn't you go, well, listen,
we got to break the tie. So even.
Two out of three, right?
Yeah, and every other thing, you're like, well, I guess we got to go a third one to make sure we got this.
Here's the thing. All the women accusers, except for one, there's one that testified and the woman who's filing. All the other women were not part of this trial, so the jury didn't hear from them. So the next judge may or may not allow them to testify. First one didn't. Said it was going to be prejudicial, which is legitimate. But if the next judge allows this other parade of women to testify against, allegations, it might sway the jury for the next time.
Changer.
Who knows?
Yeah.
So it all comes down to whether or not those other women are allowed into the next round of legal maneuvering. So we'll see. Happen in the next 3-4 months.
Well, Lisa May, what's going on with traffic right now?
Traffic Report is brought to you by That's Traffic on 95.5 KLOS.
Lisa's going to come in here and give us some more news of the day. In the meantime, if you celebrate your birthday today, June 19th, a Monday birthday, you celebrate with Macklemore. He's 34 years old.
I had a broken keyboard. I bought a broken keyboard. I bought a ski blanket. Then I bought a kneeboard. Hello, my ace man, my mellow. John Wayne ain't got nothing on my fringe game. Hell no. I could take some pro wings, make them cool.
Zoe Saldana is 39. You know her as Gamora. in Guardians of the Galaxy. Brian Head Welch is 47, Korn guitarist. Like a freak on a leash. He left the band for Jesus. But then he returned, so Jesus wasn't that much fun.
Oh, just like Jesus, though.
Paula Abdul is 55. No Paula Abdul?
You don't force me to sing it.
No, oh, Heidi, you do so much better than her. Go ahead.
No Scat Cat and Paula Abdul? All right, whatever. Years old, Paula Abdul.
Thought she'd be older for some reason. She's been around forever.
Yeah.
She's younger than Mark DeBarge from El DeBarge.
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 DeBarge. DeBarge?
He said J. It's J.
It's DeBarge in the islands.
He's French. He's trying to make
DeBarge.
It fancy.
DeBarge.
Mark DeBarge.
DeBarge.
Is 58. All right. Lisa May, you got some news?
I do. A former UFC heavyweight fighter has died of a brain injury after being knocked out in a boxing match. Tim Haig, just 34 years old. He was fighting Adam Braidwood, a former Canadian Football League player. This was Saturday night in Edmonton, Canada. Haig was knocked down several times before they stopped the fight for good in the second round when he was knocked out.
Oh, my God.
Rushed to the hospital in critical condition and died Sunday morning. This is what I think is really important. During his time in the MMA, he had 8 career knockouts, including 4 in the past 22 months. And his professional boxing record was 1-3 with 2 knockout losses. That guy should not have been fighting.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah.
You've been knocked out, I don't know.
But in heavyweight bouts, too.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Was this his one last time to try to prove he could?
They said he was begging for the fight.
Oh, Jesus.
He wanted to do it. Man.
By the way, just a tangent story. Frank, who was that guy we were talking about before the show that was on our show years
Matt
ago?
Hughes.
Matt Hughes. He's the guy who put you in a chokehold and you almost passed out.
Really? Well,
yeah, he popped my vocal cord. had to get a polyp removed.
He wasn't even trying.
But yeah, he goes, I want to see what it feels like, you know. So he got rear naked choke on me, and I was like, oh my God, tap tap by that. Oh my God, I popped a polyp on my vocal cord. I had to get it removed.
Well, Matt was in a serious accident over the weekend. I guess he was trying. His truck was hit by a train. I don't think we know the details yet.
God. Is he alive?
He's alive, but the last report I saw, he's in serious condition.
Oh, man. Well, I got more death for you.
All right, bring it on.
Great.
The guy that played Flounder in Animal House has passed away. Stephen Furst.
Boy, is this great!
Not so great.
Oh.
Stephen Furst played Dr. Axelrod on St. Elsewhere, as well as Flounder on Animal House, and he was on Babylon 5, 63 years old, died of complications from diabetes.
Mm. Hell, looks like you, Frosty.
Yeah, a little bit.
Like a younger Flounder. You.
Thank you, I guess. I don't know, what's the correct retort to that?
Thank you, I guess.
You look like the fat guy who just died of diabetes. Thank you.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life.
His co-stars tweeted about him, including Tim Matheson, who wrote, "Off Flounder, you effed up. You trusted us, but we loved you, pal. Rest in peace." And Kevin Smith tweeted, "As an awkward round kid, Flounder was the Delta I most identified with. He helped shape who I am."
He was the most lovable guy in that movie. Yeah. Cheers to you, Flounder.
Absolutely.
Cheers.
Another death. I can't help it. People drop dead. Director John Avildsen, who won an Academy Award for directing Rocky, died of pancreatic cancer Friday, 81 years old. He also directed the first 3 Karate Kid movies and Lean on Me with Morgan Freeman. Sylvester Stallone said, "I owe just about everything to John Avildsen. Nobody could have done it better." And we have birth news. I'm trying to balance it out here. Beyonce had her twins. We don't really know when they were birthed. TMZ says it happened last Monday, but her dad, I think, tweeted over the weekend a congratulations. The word is that there's a boy and a girl because someone was seen in the hospital with pink and blue balloons.
No,
so we're guessing.
That's the giveaway.
And then we heard that they were kept in the hospital, not for anything major, but maybe some minor issues, that they just wanted to make sure everything was okay.
But maybe the person who showed up with the balloons didn't know what they had and just wanted to be prepared.
That could be, too.
Oh, yeah, right.
Who knows?
Or they were there to see a totally different person. I mean,
we don't know anything.
It was just a woman who looked a lot like Solange, but was there for somebody else. Just her other sister.
That is my very accurate news of the day.
1-800-955-5567 is the number. You want to follow us on social media? You can do that as well. Everything is FHF Show on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And be sure to go to our website, FHFShow.com, and become a VIP so you can watch this show every single day on our webcast. Is radio worth watching? Keep it right here. We come back. Polygamous is in trouble. Also, I think there's the next big holidays happening this week on Wednesday.
I don't know if the holiday's the right word, but it's a big whoop to do, Frank. Which we'll have fun talking about.
Can't
something
wait.
Going on which affects about half of you listening.
Oh.
It's Wednesday this week. Talk about that.
Come find on. Out what that is next. We are Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
Casino Studios. It's Frosty, Heidi, and Frank on 95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1.
Frosty, Heidi, and Frank show, 7 a.m. on a Monday. What you got?
Well, enjoy Monday because day after tomorrow is Wednesday, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Next big holiday, right?
Wednesday's a big day.
No, it's not a holiday. He said it's a whoop-to-do.
It's a whoop-to-do day.
Yeah.
It's not really a holiday. It's a weird, strange day, which I'm calling whoop-to-do. It's when guys don't have to deal with women for a whole day because they ain't going to be around. Wednesday is, quote, day without a woman. Or day without women.
I thought
day.
We already did that.
You did that in January. There was the big march, the yeah. Women's Solidarity March in January. That didn't accomplish anything. So now it's day without women. So Wednesday, if you participate, if you're a woman, you're supposed to disappear. You're not supposed to go to work. You're not supposed to do anything at home. You're supposed to wear red in solidarity. And you're not supposed to go spend any money. Just disappear. Wednesday. Bye. Hmm. See you Thursday.
But I can still show up and I'll just wear red.
Yeah, if you must go to work, they say,
okay.
Go to work in protest by wearing red. But don't spend any money.
But you don't have any red clothing, right?
Well, I'll go shopping for Wednesday.
So you're going to come to work?
Oh, indeed. You're not getting off the
hook. Didn't those professors at what Evergreen University got in trouble? It was Day Without a White Guy or Day Without White People. And this professor showed up and they called him racist for showing up to work day because he's white.
Yep.
So if you show up for work that day, whether you're wearing red or not, ladies... They're being sexist.
Sell out. If you really believe in the cause of true equality, you
I'm
won't be here.
You have to stay home and in bed.
Mm-hmm.
Like most women.
Right. And when your man calls in bed with you, don't do anything. I mean, you're just supposed to not even do anything.
Lay there like you normally do. Do nothing.
See, for this, I mean, if you really believe in true equality, which is a great
it.
Thing to believe in, are you really going to be able to do this?
You don't understand it. It's to see the value. Will we miss you that day? It's like, oh, you know what? We need to really appreciate women because look how life is different without them. And we can't experience that unless you all
just go away
for one day.
But that can also backfire because then guys are like, this was great, man. No chicks around. Traffic was better. I wish they stayed home every day.
There wasn't one car accident.
High five. I mean,
we actually got work done without having to deal with these gossipy women.
So it can backfire.
You can swear in the workplace. Don't have to worry about getting sued. Maybe Wednesday be the greatest day ever. I love this woman's name, Senator Jean Shaheen.
Jean Shaheen.
It's like a rapper.
Yeah.
Jean Shaheen, yo, you know what I mean.
Mean Jean Shaheen. You know that's what he hit by in high school.
Oh, love machine.
She says, blah, 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 blah. This is the opportunity to remind people how important women are to our society. She's echoed by Nancy Pelosi, who says she wants people to understand what the day would be like without women. Without women around to do well, no,
we wouldn't have anybody here to answer the phones because that's Sammy's job. So
right.
You'd call in and just be just ringing. Nobody'd answer it.
So what you're saying
is you couldn't win anything.
What you're saying is who's going to do all the menial work?
Well, we also wouldn't have news or traffic because Lisa. So you wouldn't get any update on the news of the day or the traffic. You wouldn't have any idea how traffic's going.
Right. But the major stuff will be taken care of. It's just the minor little. It's the little holes won't be plugged.
We wouldn't have
small.
Any irritating interruptions with Heidi here. She'd be gone. So we actually get thoughts out. Completed thoughts out.
We'll miss that though.
Punch lines and be able to breathe.
Well, So, Heidi, you'll still be here Wednesday?
Oh, I'll be here.
But you have to go, like, you did anything red already?
I'll find something.
You have nothing red.
I'm sure I do.
What kind of streetwalker are you?
It's such a good color.
If it was Day Without a Gay, would you come to work still?
Yes.
You don't believe in any of this Day Without stuff.
I'm sure that's what I got bills to pay. Jesus Christ.
I'm with you on that.
I can't just go, well, I'm not showing up.
I'm with you. A lot of people need the money.
Yeah.
You couldn't take one day off? You
no,
have so
I got,
many
I
bills.
I got bills. I got bills. I got five dogs. I got two cats. I got stuff.
And I think she recently bought a home down in Palm Springs.
Another one?
I know, because she lost the other one. She doesn't want to tell us about this.
Oh. How many Palm Spring homes you need?
Nobody goes and visits the same friends that often. I'm sorry. I don't believe you. I think you bought a house. But that's okay. Whatever. Don't jinx it. Don't jinx it.
We're part of a polygamist, and there are lovers.
Oh, I see. A polygamist commune there. That's my second story.
Yeah, I know.
So we'll see you Wednesday then, all you women. You will be here protesting.
Mm-hmm. Now you know it's true she bought a house, because Heidi never does a segue to a story.
Yeah.
What about those polygamists? I joined a polygamy group. Wait, what?
When's your house warming? Your commune warming? Well, the feds have arrested polygamous Mormon sect leader Lyle Jeffs. They got this guy. He's been accused of many things, including money laundering.
I thought he was already in jail.
He's been on the run. No, he's been living in his car the last 2 weeks. I've been looking for him.
No, maybe there's another Jeffs. Wasn't there another Jeffs?
I think his brother or something.
I think it was his brother.
Yeah.
Okay,
they got this guy.
He was the grand poobah.
This guy had been on the run for a year, living in his car the last 2 weeks. Someone saw him, turn him in. Long story short, they were accused of encouraging the members to use their debit cards, and they money laundered that. Anyway, but also, polygamist Mormon sect leader, this is the guy who at one point had two wives, I believe. It's 12 and 15.
Imagine him on Wednesday. He's going to be real bummed.
I can't imagine.
I went from having two. I got nobody here doing anything.
And even with just two wives, is that really sad in the polygamy world? Where it's like, only two?
Yeah.
Old ears here.
Yeah.
And they're so old.
Yeah, you got one of the youngest.
Two old wives, yeah.
Young and in there.
12 and 15. What's wrong with you? Sorry, Mormons. Look, let's put this in the realm of adults over the age of 18 or consent, whatever that age is. I guess I should know what that is.
You should. 18's good.
But I can't imagine having more than one wife.
More than one.
Yeah, I know. You guys who are married, you're barely handling one. Frank. Oh, Eric's still in love. But Frank, can you imagine having three, four, five,
maybe
nine?
Women need the friendly competition. Maybe a woman, she's the only wife, and she can just pretty much do whatever she wants because she's the only wife. There was another wife out there.
Or maybe it's nice to be like, oh, it's so nice to have another woman helping me out here. With all this stuff, it's teamwork. It's like, you handle that.
He gets to get on top of you tonight, thank God.
Good Lord, I got Netflix to catch up on. Good luck with that. He's in a mood.
So if you have seven wives, one may have a month off before she's called in next in the harem.
Yeah.
Taking a month off.
Or maybe she doesn't ever get called in. You're like,
that'd be a slap in the face, wouldn't it? Wouldn't you like to be called in at least once, Heidi?
Well,
with all the wives?
Sure. I'd be like, what?
He's never going back to your house. See, women need that competition. Yeah. Heidi, start putting on some lipstick.
What am I getting rotated in here, man? Put me in, coach. I'm ready to play.
I moved today to Palm Springs and everything, and I never get to go in the big bedroom upstairs. Call me an old-fashioned romantic, but I'm thinking from the heart aspect of this. If you're the guy's wife, I would assume there's some sort of affection there. You're not just a cheap sex object. You're the wife, one of the wives. How can you not be jealous when you got other wives?
I guess when you get into a situation like that, you know what you're getting into. You know, he's already got two wives. I'm going to join.
And these women are cool with that. I just don't understand how you can...
I couldn't do it.
Go there, knowing you're one of many.
Right, knowing that we're living in the same house and knowing it's like, all right, good night. And you see him walking up the stairs with
his other wife. No, but I think when you incorporate it with religion, then you're fine with it. It's like, okay, Jesus chose this other chick to be your other wife or whatever their belief is. So it's like, oh, hey, you know, Jesus is my best man no matter who I'm marrying. And he's throwing me another bachelor party.
But still, if you are
in
love,
off jealousy,
right?
Though.
If you're in love, and then you see him going up the stairs with the other wife,
is jealousy a seven deadly sin?
Well, so it's gluttony, and that seems a little wifey gluttony.
Yes, it is.
Like how many do you
little
need?
Wifey gluttony?
Like how many wifeys do you need there? Glutton.
What if they gang up on you and go on strike? Not just Wednesday, but you got seven wives and they're talking and chatting. Does he do that to you too? Oh, really? Well, let's show him.
Oh, Frosty, there's always a scab.
Ew. Yeah, ladies, remember that.
Always a scab.
Crossing the picket line. Damn it.
Anyway, so this guy's put away. Heidi has a wonderful new house somewhere in Palm Springs. And Wednesday is a day without women.
And I'll be here.
I guess, by the way, if women do show up for work, or if they do, in fact, continue to do the wifely duties or girlfriendly duties or womanly duties, whatever they are. Mm-hmm. Maybe guys should say thank you a little more, especially on Wednesday. Honey, thank you for not going on strike today. Thank you for cooking me breakfast. Thank you for cooking, cleaning, doing the laundry.
Does that turn women
care
on?
Of the kids.
Well, Wednesday you probably should say thanks, because if they really go on strike, you're going to have a bunch of crap that's not
getting
done.
Ladies, does that turn you on when a guy says thank you?
I think it would turn any
little stuff.
Turns anybody on to be like, oh, I'm recognizing that you did that. Thank you for that.
What's wrong with that? Do that Wednesday.
And it's easy to say.
So how about if he said thank you for several things? Oh, thanks for dinner, honey. Thank
you're
you
welcome.
For, you know, ironing that shirt for me, honey. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, just
now, if I ask you for sex later, you feel kind of obligated because I've been so thankful. You're like, okay, he did thank me several times.
So it's tit for tat.
I'm just wondering.
You're asking the wrong girl, because I don't understand the obligated. Like, you're in love.
He might not feel like it. You know, you're like, okay, but he did say thank you several times today. So, okay, I will. This is all we have to do to maintain.
You better have some feeling behind the thank you. Not thank you for that. Thank you for that. No,
How about I send you thank you notes? For everything.
Well, that gets
thank you.
That could get old.
Yeah. Oh, you're
post-its.
Welcome.
Post-its are expensive.
It's everywhere.
A little stickies everywhere. Yeah.
You bought a pack of Post-its lately? Those like $14 for 200. Honey, don't waste the Post-its on thank you, I love you notes. If Heidi and I were a couple living in Palm Springs in one of her mini houses.
Sure.
And she took the trash out. I think there's nothing wrong. Oh, honey, thanks for taking the trash out. I was going to get that later. Thank you.
Yeah, it's easy.
Kiss. There.
Thanks for doing that.
There. Just putting money in the bank, right? A little warm and fuzzy money in the bank.
Right.
So maybe you'll excuse me for my little irritants, because I do say please and thank you now and then.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this breakfast is delicious. Thank you for cooking my favorite omelet today. Thank you, honey.
You're
love
welcome.
You.
I
bye.
I love you, too.
I think that'll get old.
Oh. Well, I don't mean it. I'm just saying
That's what I'm saying. I think at some point it'll become part of just what you say.
Oh, you got a new. I was out of Diet Madden, do you? You picked up a 12 pack of Diet Dew? Thank you, honey.
You're
there.
Welcome. I know
5 seconds.
It. Yeah, you're welcome. No problem.
Easy. So easy to maintain a happy relationship.
See,
easy.
That's the sort of woman who's not going to go on strike Wednesday because she gets all these thank yous and thinks I care. I mean, she knows that I care. Anyway.
Keep up the illusion. It's fine.
When was the last time you said thank you to your woman, Eric? What did she do besides give you that gift for Father's Day?
Oh, yesterday. She took such good care of me. She made a fantastic meal.
That's not usual?
She cooks, but not...
Not well?
And she's an okay cook. But she made steak and shrimp. I mean, she went all out on Father's Day. It was great. And then she let me go to the Harley store by myself. She said, go do what you want. Spend as much time away as you need. It was great. I said, thank you.
Did you ask her to go to the Harley store?
I said, you know what? I'd like to take a couple of minutes today because tomorrow's International Ride to Work Day, and I need to get some new gloves.
So like, oh, thank you, honey, for letting me go to the store on my own. I just left. Okay. Everybody's asleep. I'm like, I gotta get the hell out of here. I didn't push the motorcycle down the street, so I wouldn't wake them up. I'm like, I don't want them to wake up and say, no, we got plans, Daddy. No, you don't.
I do, too, and it's not with you. Bye.
I'm out of here.
Eric, you lost me. I'm gonna go to the store, honey. You lost me on that. I think it's wonderful he said thanks for delicious dinner and all that. Honey, is it okay if I go shopping for 2 minutes? Is it okay? Then come on, just go.
No, it's Father's Day. The expectation is to spend all day together. You've got to carve out time for yourself if you need it. The one thing I didn't say thank you for, because it didn't happen, was sex. And I didn't know if Father's Day is supposed to be a sex holiday.
I thought it was too, but I got denied.
Oh, it's not.
Not necessarily yesterday, but I got denied previous Father's Day. So I was like, hey, honey, you know, it's BJ Father's Day. She's like, you don't get BJs on Father's Day, idiot.
Right. Go, that's kind of what I thought.
No.
Who likes those rules?
I went upstairs and I said, all right, the baby's in bed. We've had this fantastic meal. We had a great day together. I got the best gift ever.
Right.
And now it's time for the big finale. And she's got one of those black face masks on.
Oh. The charcoal mask.
Oh, yeah, that you just like rip off your face and all the whiteheads stick to it.
Even better.
And I turned the corner and I just went, oh, God.
Guess that's not happening.
She wasn't planning on sex.
No.
Did she say, I already had my shrimp this evening.
Well, now I don't feel so bad because I was expecting it. I thought it came.
Well, it would at least be the kind of sex that actually would make a baby, not the other kind that Frank mentioned. That's not celebrating Father's Day at all.
Just saying. At least do the kind of sex where it's like, hey, this is even how I became a father. Yay, fun. But not the other kind. That's...
I think that's how I became a father. I'm extremely potent.
I don't
potent.
Think it works that
no,
way.
No, I'm extremely potent. You know, George Washington never had any kids because he was sterile.
I didn't know that. Yeah. I thought just he's a bad kisser with all those wooden teeth.
Yeah, he couldn't get any further with a woman.
Yeah.
Sterile.
Every time he warmed it up, she got a splinter in it.
The father of our country was never actually a father.
So poor Martha Washington, she walks sort of bow-legged because she had so many...
splinters?
It's like a porcupine down there.
Ow.
Yeah.
Mm. Just go off on the boat with your friends. Leave me alone.
A little guy in a cactus hat.
You know, I'm touring his home, Mount Vernon, a month from now when I'm on vacation.
And now you'll have us in
now
your
I'll
head
think of that. I'll think of Martha and George.
I think he had a couple stepchildren and adopted several kids. Mm. But he didn't have any kids. Andrew Jackson didn't have any kids.
Hmm.
So the father of our country had no father.
No kids. Well, if he adopted, I guess he was a father.
If I had to choose between having kids and having a country, I think I'd have a country. They remember you longer. And appreciate you more.
Yeah, they put you on money.
Yeah, you get a holiday and stuff.
Kids going, Dad, we're putting you on money.
City's after you.
Yeah. Way better.
My lady found a Cheeto penis in a little bag of Cheetos, and I guess a group of deep sea explorers recently found something called a peanut worm off the coast of Australia, and the internet's going nuts because it looks like a sex toy. So look up peanut worm. I haven't seen it yet, but yeah, is this some new discoveries or deep sea, like in the trenches of the deepest, you know, hollers of the ocean?
There's stuff down there we've never seen.
It's like, oh my God, let's call it a peanut worm. Oh boy, it does look like
a sex
toy.
Oh my God, it does look. It is exactly. Wow.
I need to get some scoop.
How big or small is that thing? Is that the normal size of a regular human?
Yeah, like what is the size? Is it
magnified? Or is it teeny weeny?
Right.
That will hit your deep sea.
You know, my if you saw God. Your kid looking at that online, you're like, shut that up.
What are you looking at?
It's science. It's a Discovery Channel.
I'm studying oceanography, Mom. I've got a quiz tomorrow. Oh, okay.
There it is. Discovery.com. There cool. It is. It's an actual scientific discovery. Okay.
That is unfortunate.
I would think I was being pranked by the other guys on the boat. Look what we found down here. It's a new species of dildo. Like, come on, guys. You've been out here for weeks. Let's keep it together.
They're just they found like a bunch of space sea trash.
How do you might know this? Do dildos sink? I've never thought that thought till this moment.
Right. You know, thinking about it, do they?
Because someone could toss it overboard, it goes down the bottom of the sea, even they think it's a worm.
Yeah, this was one of those Gronkowski cruises. They were throwing their dildos overboard.
Dang, does it say the size? Is it like a big thing, or is it like teeny tiny microscopic worm? Because there's that one organism.
They could have called it Eric Scott Smith, and it's teeny and tiny microscopic worm.
There's that one organism, and I don't know what it's called, but it's so tiny, I don't even know if you can see it with the naked eye, but when you zoom in on it, like under a microscope, it looks exactly like a pig.
What?
It's a full-on pig, but it's like a little teeny tiny organism.
It's separate. And the internet's not always
real. And they zoom in, and it looks like a pig.
No.
I promise.
Did you ever see Honey, I Shrunk the Kids? That's a movie. It's not real.
If this thing's found, you know, in the depths of the ocean, I mean, maybe when, you know, things crawled out of the ocean, it was all just wieners. Wieners crawled out of the ocean and man grew around it.
Could be.
Whoa.
Finally. Everything starts out just as a dong.
Are you still stoned from last night?
Maybe. I think I'm still a little high from Reggae Fest.
You've come up with the missing piece of the Darwinism theory. That's the missing link right there.
What a half-bad theory. We can't be dragging this thing around all Earth. We gotta grow legs or something. I don't know.
Out of the bottom of it.
Yeah.
Grow some legs. Just legs and wieners for the first several hundred thousand years.
Well, how do we play with it? We can't play with it. We need to grow.
We gotta get some hands on this thing.
Get some arms.
Arms and hands. Just arms and hands.
Yeah. Well, now
it's evolution. Legs and wieners.
Yeah. And now we gotta brag about it. We gotta have to put a head in a voice box.
You would think with the front would think and lead the rest around. The front makes all the decisions. The rest sort of follows, goes along.
Oh, well, okay.
All right.
She is pretty.
What's the story without a couple nutty neighbors?
There was a pierced peen in the news Friday we didn't get to, but I have a photo of the man's face, not his organ. But he's in the news because he says he's bragging he has 278 piercings down there.
Down there?
Down there in his...
278?
278!
My God.
In the genitalia alone. Now his entire body is pierced like a bedazzler gone wild.
I hate to be behind him at Claire's.
How much longer, sir, do you think this is going to be? Okay. It's going to be a while. You might want to come back.
Because my 10-year-old wants to get her ears pierced.
But you're not using the same gun, are you?
Yeah.
Are you sterilizing? She's, yeah.
At last count, 453 metal piercings all over his body.
She actually wanted that one in your tip. That's her birthstone.
Oh!
Could you, you know, at least put that back on the shelf?
That sapphire. Mm. Oh.
Now, picture 278 on his gentleman's sausage.
Uh-huh.
I mean, picture one, it's bad enough. 278?
I don't understand.
How would you be able to function? Here's what his face looks like, by the way, for those of you watching.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it looks like he's got a penis on his forehead.
He's got metal things all around. Instead of having a mustache and beard, they're all metal things. Metal off his eyebrows.
Tell me he has a girlfriend and you don't.
He actually says he has sex.
Frosty, how does he shave his face?
He doesn't. I think he burned his face hair off. Looks like he doesn't have third-degree burns or something all over his face.
Oh.
Like he scarred himself.
Well, he tattooed himself. That's,
oh, a tattoo? I thought that was scar tissue.
It's tattooed like a stained glass window. Whatever. Look, he's going for it.
Because shaving around all those, that'd be a...
But who's he have sex with? A magnet?
That guy's got some real magnetism.
He says his biggest problem is getting to airports because the metal detectors keep going off.
I know. Maybe I won't show up. I think maybe you've had enough, you guys. Maybe it's time to step away.
He says the worst part is when they wave the magic wand all over him at airports.
Oh, yeah.
Because it keeps going off in places it shouldn't go off, especially down there.
Why would you put yourself through that?
And they got to look at it and examine, and there's, oh, my God, 278 piercings.
That's why he loves it.
So does he have to take them all off?
We can't. Our piercings.
Oh, you know what? And think about this too. This is real gross, and
he's not going anywhere.
Maybe you're right. But you know, if you've left earrings in too long, and then you're like, oh, it's kind of even hard to get it out, and you take it out, and you're like, oh.
Then you smell it.
Oh.
You smell the stem.
What the hell is wrong with me? Imagine his.
It's gonna hurt.
And in that particular area.
Ah, can't imagine. Why? And if he did take them all out when he's standing to use the bathroom, wouldn't it be like a Grecian fountain? I mean, good luck aiming with that.
I have a friend of mine who was in prison, and they used to find smooth pebbles out in the yard and cut, you know, their foreskin, inside their foreskin, and drop the pebbles in there so they'd be on top of their wiener. And so, and then it'd just flap around, and you just carry around, and it'd grow in there. So you basically have these beads lining the top, like your dorsal side.
Why do you want that for prison?
I don't know.
Something to do. I want to make sure I give that guy pleasure.
Something to do. How bored do you have to be to get to that level? I'll read the markings of the concrete block before I do that.
Yeah, I'll do just about
that. How many times can you read Brooks was here before you start putting pebbles in your wiener? Plus, you get to kick around and look for smooth stones out in the yard. I mean, this is something to do, dude.
Gotta get in the mind of a prisoner.
Just shoot me now.
We're just passing time. Mm.
Put me in the gas chamber.
Seriously.
Life's over. By the way, the piercing guy here, he also has two massive devil-like horns in his forehead. I don't know what's in there, but he's got horns protruding.
Yeah, implant homes. Yeah.
And again, he has a girlfriend. So.
He does have a girlfriend. I'm sure she probably looks similar.
You think?
You know what I mean?
I love how he has 1,000 piercings in his face and a couple implanted horns on his forehead, but he's afraid of LASIK eye surgery. No.
No.
What if something goes wrong?
Oh, earthquake or something. No way. Not me. No three.
Maybe they're just clear glass like Anderson Cooper. They're just for fashion.
He wants to look smart.
Right. Yeah. Make him look intelligent.
He's still trying to get a job.
Does he kind of look like Christian Hand?
He does look like Christian Hand.
In a weird sort of way.
He'll be on the show later on. He'll be breaking down a rock song for us at 9 o'clock. Breaks it down track by track, vocal by vocal, instrument by instrument. So you'll never listen to music the same way again.
Well, I'll save this photo. I'm sure he'll be flattered when we say he looks like this.
He has a lot of tattoos. I think if he was left alone a little longer, he might look like this guy.
Speaking of music news, 13 Bob Seger albums will finally be made available on streaming platforms, which will be great for Bob Seger fans once they finally upgrade from their flip phones.
Yeah.
You a big Bob Seger fan?
I used to be. Haven't heard him for a long time, but in his day, man, it was like good old
Hollywood
classic
Nights.
American.
That was a good hit.
Like a rock.
Take those old records off the shelf. Every wedding's. Every
night wedding. Moves.
Yep.
Maybe Night Moves is better. We were
in love. Far from it. We were searching for some high in the sky song.
We were just young and restless and bored. Who could still make love with Bob Seger playing in the background? Like, we're going to turn on Night Moves and get it on. Raise your hand. Raise your hand if you would do it to Bob Seger.
Yep.
Everybody?
All right. Well, trust him, everybody. I used her, she used me, but neither one cared. We were getting our share. Very romantic, that life. Working on our Night Moves.
Trying to lose the awkward teenage mood. Get your peanut worm over here. Working on our Night Moves.
Summertime.
Mm. Summertime. I love him now that.
So you would put this on next time. You're like, hey, honey, let's put it with the Enya for now.
Yeah.
Enigma. Let's put on some Bob Seger.
Yeah, I'm in. The only thing with one of the reasons I don't put on music that have words is because I can't resist singing, and that's never good. So if I put on Enigma, it's safe because there's not really words. But if I do this, like, Night Moves, I'm like, oh, I'm ruining it.
Yeah.
I can't resist singing.
Working on a Night Moves.
But it's not a
You're working on the Night Moves.
At 4 in the afternoon. It's not a good thing for me to be singing.
Well, I've got Donna Summer's Love to Love You, Baby on cassette in my car if you want to come over.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, that's...
Sex song.
It's like 18 minutes of...
She's like going crazy on herself.
Yeah.
That is a good
now
one.
Now you've ruined it.
Sorry.
Yeah.
That's what I do.
Thanks.
Take anything you like.
It takes a lot to ruin Donna Summer.
I've ruined Heidi's vinegar drink. She's like, you've been seeing on social media these women who are mixing vinegar and water and it's supposed to, I guess, make you lose weight. Heidi's been drinking it for like the last month.
Oh, clearly it's working like a charm.
Yeah. I go, so, still drinking that stuff? Yeah. I go, do you feel any better at all? She's like, no.
Nope.
I go, so you just like drinking douche now? Feel like it's a special occasion at your house? And she got ready for you every time you take a sip?
And now he's ruined my drink.
And now
for
I ruined
me.
Vinegar drink diet drinks for her.
And it took me a long time to get used to it. And now I hate it again.
Is that what's in that thermos over there?
Yeah, it's vinegar and water.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Why? We have whiskey.
Listen, I'm...
No, it's
over here. We got
it's
a whole
because
bar.
It's supposed to make you lose weight, right? Or flush you out or
flush
something?
Yeah, flush you out.
And it hasn't flushed anything, no. So it's all a scam.
I mean, like, maybe you have to do this and not also have goldfish crackers and a bottle of Chardonnay at night.
Then why are you doing it?
It's about balance, Frank.
Balance?
Yeah, I like to do good all day and then, you know, go a little crazy at night.
I'm with you.
Yeah. But I think if I was just doing this, like instead
if you were
of
just drinking water, it'd be fine.
I know.
Why you got to throw vinegar in it and gross yourself
I
out?
I think it's supposed to.
Why don't drink pickle juice?
Because it's a clean jam.
How bad does that thermos stink if it's
not
a
bad.
Month's worth of vinegar water?
Well, I clean it every day. I mean, I clean. It's not bad.
There's not that much in there.
Yeah.
How much?
It's four tablespoons.
Oh, I thought it was like
lemon.
Half and half.
No, no.
That's what I thought.
Damn.
And lemon. There's a little
it's
lemon.
Like drinking salad dressing. She's tough.
Oh, we've all been desperate and there's nothing in the house. You're like, I don't know. What is it, balsamic? And then with some crackers, that may be okay.
Just drinking balsamic, throwing in some saltines.
Cracker chaser. Yeah, we didn't pull
whole bag
on.
Of croutons.
That's poor man salad. We've all been there.
Lisa May, let's give us some traffic in a quick 2 minutes.
Traffic report is brought to you by...
And now for one of my three all-time favorites.
You're locked on Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
On the Rock of Southern California, 95.5 KLOS.
Frosty, Heidi, and Frank just told you that Bob Seger, his 13 albums, are going to finally make it to streaming platforms. And I made a comment that, okay, but as soon as the people who like Bob Seger get rid of their flip phones, they'll be able to enjoy the streaming music. And somebody texts the show, 714, and says, I'm 24 and I love Bob Seger. Best sex song of his has got to be Fire Down Below.
Here comes old Rose, she's looking mighty fine. Here comes hot Nancy, she's stepping right on time. Here go the streetlights. Shadows, oh, they're coming, they go.
What does that mean, Mommy? What does it mean? Daddy, what does that line mean? Daddy, Daddy, Daddy.
It means Bob Seger has herpes.
He needs to go to the doctor.
It burns when he pees.
I'd like to hear Bob Seger, her strut. And no, there's no lines in there that rhyme with strut.
No.
Though it's so easy when you're writing this song.
They could have taken the easy way out.
See, you can't write songs like that anymore. This is Bob Seger's writing song about the way a woman walks. Watch her sexy. Watch her strut. Look at her. You'd be accused of being a sexist if you wrote a song like that now. Here we go. Heidi, bruising and hurting.
Oh, you know.
I always play this song in my head when I see our boss Don walking across the street.
Oh, yeah. She comes.
But they respect her butt. So watch her strut.
Don's got her ankle boot on. Could somebody videotape Don walking across the street?
You can do the video.
With her ankle boot on, and we'll put it to this. Sometimes I wanna leave. Just give up a leave. Yeah, you forget how good Bob Seger actually was.
Back in his day, he was in with the crowd with the Eagles and Cher. Jackson Brown. Cher? What?
Yeah.
No. Really?
Yeah, you remember that song Hollywood Nights about being at a party with Cher.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I think it might have been Cher's house.
Really?
I don't know.
You're just making that.
I think
so
it's
a great story. What you're saying is all of his stuff is now available for download, which it wasn't before.
Right. He didn't have it on streaming services.
Why did he wait so long?
I don't know.
Somebody in his team.
Somebody said, you know what we should have on here? Bob Seger. Probably someone tried to look it up and couldn't find it.
And then reached out.
My God.
And they went, Dear Pandora, where in the hell's Bob Seger?
Yeah.
And they found him.
Long overdue.
Download some good songs, kids.
But just listen to this station for free. 95.5 KLOS.
There's that.
Can we play some Bob Seger?
Because we'll play Bob Seger.
Yeah.
She stood there bright as the sun on that California coast. You're saying this is about Cher?
Yeah.
Cher?
He was a Midwestern boy on his own.
That's him.
Yeah, that's him.
She looked at him with those soft eyes so innocent and blue.
Or Bob.
Where's Sonny during all this?
He knew right that he was too far from home.
Somebody look up.
I still hear Cher in this.
I know.
She took his hand and she led him along that golden beach.
I mean, any woman could do that. It might be Cher.
It might not have been Cher. I don't know. It
could be Bette Midler, for God's sake. Bob Seger used to have long, 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 long hair down to his butt. And, I mean, and big beard. I mean, he was not, well, I guess you say hippie to the max, but the long, long, long hair.
Yeah, and then he cleaned it all up.
Do you find that attractive? A man with long hair, like Nelson Twins, Bob Seger, any other people you used to know with long hair? Long hair.
Really long hair?
Yeah. Mm. Like girl's hair. But it's masculine because it's on a man.
No.
That was Bob Seger back in the day.
Yeah, but
he had a beard, too.
No, but Bob Seger was walking away in tight blue jeans with real long hair. You might go, what's going on?
Oh, boy.
Am I gay?
He's got that beard. He looks over his shoulder.
Yeah.
I wish long, long hair would come back. I mean, there used to be a time when...
Why do you wish that?
Would you do it like Gallagher style? Would you grow out the long, long and just keep the cap?
I would.
Yeah.
I would.
No one would.
That's what you're trying to do now, right? Is grow out the sides, is Gallagher style?
Yes.
So grow it long.
All it's growing out is the sides and a little bit in the back. That's it. Like a monk.
As much as you sweat, we need to wear raincoats in here. So this, it's like a Gallagher show.
Oh, wait. That's not funny.
Speaking of music, someone pranked a Republican senator by signing him up to several Nickelback mailing lists. He says, it's if that's not a hate crime, I don't know what is. But still, Nickelback.
I like Nickelback.
Yeah, I mean, I don't understand why they got so much hate.
Frontman Chad Kroeger was in the news just the other day. He has advice for people on how to deal with haters. You know what the frontman of Nickelback says to deal with haters? quote, don't Google yourself.
Oh, that's smart.
You don't want to know what they're saying.
Is it because their music's pretty good, but is it because the guys were kind of douchey? Is that why people don't like them? Because the music's good. Come on.
Are you asking the wrong guy? Because I think they had some good stuff, too, but everyone seems to hate the band. I don't really understand why. That song, Photograph, I think is a great song.
Right. And what the hell is on Joey's head?
I don't know.
Maybe that's why. I want to know.
It's just that one lyric to ruin the whole band.
I want to know.
It's one of the biggest selling bands of all time, really, if you look at sales and airplay, yet everyone seems to hate them. Poor Nickelback.
I think you're supposed to say you hate them, but people secretly like them.
I think for us, who's going with the, does long hair turn you on? Because you have a list of things that turn women off, right?
Oh, I did have that as well, thank you.
Oh.
Was that where you were going?
Well,
does long hair turn you on? You're like, no, it turns me off. It's like, well, there's other things that turn you off, too, according to this list.
Well, that's the things that turn you off. Instead of on, yes, here it is.
Bad teeth.
Male pattern baldness.
Frank, would you get off of that, please? I made the mistake Friday when everyone was gone. Everyone was out of the room at lunch, whatever. And I said, Frank, you want to see my head?
Yeah.
Because I'm wearing a cap, see?
Yeah.
And for those who don't know the story, for years and years and years, I had a little bit of hair trickery going on. I was fighting the male pattern baldness and the receding hairline. For the last 20 years, a little bit of hair weave going on, then a little bit more bit of hair weave, then a lot of hair weave, and then more than a hair weave, and it's just getting out of control. I said, screw this. So finally, I had them cut that damn thing out a few months ago, and I've been wearing caps ever since. And the only one who's seen what's under this cap is Frank, and I showed him Friday. I took my cap off.
He says about time, he's getting sick of wearing caps. He's like, you think it's time to just go head?
Yeah.
I said, no. Keep wearing caps.
I like you in a hat, but I have not seen your head either.
Oh.
Well, there you go. That's the response I got. Which is not what I was hoping to hear. I was hoping
it's just because your hair goes back so far, your forehead is enormous. So
I know.
Yes. It gives you a very roundy face. I'm like, this kind of gives you, the hat gives you a, what is it?
A brim.
Like a hairline.
It's like an imaginary hairline. Because it shadows your forehead. It gives you a normal forehead shape and size.
So you don't like me without a cap because my head is so round like Humpty Dumpty.
I'm happy to go into a private room with you and take a look.
I showed Carrie, what's her name? That
Carrie Keegan.
She liked it.
She even kissed it, didn't she? She was drunk.
I'll show you Heidi and get your honest opinion. Frank doesn't like my head.
I just think you need to keep wearing the hat for a while longer. Yeah. If you're planning on growing the hair longer so you can comb it all up into a point, then I'd say you need more time.
I do need more time.
Don't do that, for sure.
That's what he was saying he was wanting to do.
I'm thinking like Doc Brown from Back to the Future, where I get long hair scraggly everywhere else, so it diverts your attention.
You told me you want to take it and put spike it all up, together, like a weird gel cone.
See what it looks like? I'll give that a shot first.
Where's the hair coming from?
The sides.
Sides and back. Just a little bit still on top. No, I'm not bald.
He goes, I don't have any hair back here, so I don't get it. I don't have to see that. So big deal.
Okay, so you're saying grow the sides and kind of move it up.
You can understand the crown of my head has got a bald spot about the size of the palm of my hand.
Yeah, right.
But I still have hair on top a little bit, not much, and the sides are bushy as can be in the back.
So just grow the sides up.
And swoop them up and little dippity-doo gel in there.
And all connect at the top.
You may be getting right back to where
He'll have like an Eiffel Tower of hair.
Yes.
Like, hairs from both sides.
I can put in lights.
Tower cone.
And sometimes messages like, Happy New Year.
Young couples will get engaged right in front of you.
Vive la France. And being a big yellow-bellied pussy, I'll surrender at the first sight of first German, but...
But yeah, probably keep it going for a while.
Well, thank you, Frank. That's not what I was hoping to hear from you, but thank you.
I like you in a hat.
Yeah.
I'm going to go on record to say that before I've even seen your head. So if I see
your head...
So
she's guessing it's worse than that.
Okay, so hats forever. See, a true friend would go, oh yeah, that looks good, buddy. That's all right. Sure, yes, filling in just nicely. Yeah, who needs hats? You got a good-looking head. That's great. Frank goes, God, keep the hats for God's sake.
Yeah, I didn't say for God's sake. I was just like, you probably want to go with the hat, man.
Editorializing. Okay, so hats through the summer, and then what do you think?
Have you tried hoodies?
A hoodie?
Get a sweatshirt and wear the hoodie up all the time.
How much am I going to sweat then? Put me in a sweatshirt?
He would look suspicious maybe not. In a hoodie.
I would.
You would look like, what's that guy up to? Hoodies don't work for
you. Like Quasimodo.
You'd look like that Olympic bomber.
Yes, Richard Jewell.
Right.
Did he wear a hoodie?
I don't know. He looked like Richard Jewell.
You're
in a hoodie.
Unabomber. Unabomber. That's
the
a different bomber.
The glasses and the gray sweatshirt. Yeah. Hoodie.
Okay, hats for the summer. Then by God, come fall, they're being flung in the air like
Mary Tyler Moore.
Right.
I got you.
But obviously, that's not one of women's turnoffs.
No. And what the short list of things that women say is the instant turnoff for men? What do you think? Take a guess.
Turnoff for them.
If a guy does this, it's instant turn off. I don't like you anymore. Yes. Guys do these things that are turning women off.
And we're already in bed.
No, it's just overall
in general.
Oh, okay. Things.
In general, just existence.
Overall
smoking
things.
Cigarettes.
Yes, this number one, tobacco.
Treating the waitress poorly.
It's not on there, but that is a good one.
That's a good one, yeah.
By the way, tobacco is number one. Even if you chew, then
maybe
choose.
Of course. Right. Oh, God.
Tobacco is number
facial
one.
Facial hair.
No, it's not on there. Nope. Sending nude photos.
Oh.
Is on there.
Just sending a DP.
Yeah.
It's nice to meet you earlier tonight. Here's my penis. What?
Mm.
We just met half an hour ago.
Comparing you to...
You want to meet my friends.
Comparing you to other girls constantly.
Oh.
It's a turnoff. Don't do that.
I don't even understand that.
Comparing you to other girls?
Is there an example?
I have to explain that.
Well,
I have to explain...
I don't understand where I'm going to go.
Okay.
Here, why can't your ass be like hers, honey? I mean, I don't understand.
Yeah, it's like that.
The concept. Well, yeah. Of course that's going to be awful. But
right.
Like,
guys do that, and they shouldn't
they
do that.
They really do that?
Or it could be, like, it could be an ex.
Yeah, but doing like, my ex used to always, my ex used to do, my ex did this. Yeah, I did this girl one time. Yeah. She was like really big breasts, and you're like.
Or I guess comparing it to like other, your friends, wives, or girlfriends who do things different.
Why can't you have hair looks like her? Why can't you, you know, smell like she does? Why can't you be nice like she is?
Right. Deal breaker.
Don't do that.
I had a friend who was, every day, he didn't need an alarm clock. He'd always wake up to a beige. And I go, come on, honey. What the hell? Why can't you be more like her?
She's like, so you'll be sleeping in. It's not happening. You're going to be late to work.
Tap her forehead for snooze.
See if Frank fits these. If these are turnoffs, if Frank does. As women say these are turnoffs, some guys do this.
Give me 9 more minutes, babe.
You don't need 9 more minutes.
Not being able to have a good time without being drunk or high.
Oh, come on. You're making this up.
No, it's number 8.
Now you're just looking at me and laughing.
I am. It's number 8 on the list.
You're a big
chewer. Oh, yeah. Chewing tobacco, getting drunk and high all the time.
Well, that's you, number 8 there. Now, you might be number 7 as well.
That's why you picked this list out.
Number 7. Women say they don't like guys with obnoxiously loud or large trucks.
My truck, not that loud. My motorcycle is quite loud.
That's why I had to roll it down the hill before my Father's Day. Like, I can't start this baby in the driveway.
The family will catch me.
They'll wait for sure.
Anything else on the list?
Oh, nothing interesting. But that's the big ones.
Are bad teeth on there?
No, teeth are not. Actually, it's not on
breath.
There.
Breath?
No. Yeah, breath, teeth.
No, hygiene is not on there, though. You
that
think
would be
more
important, I think.
One of the other big ones topped in is ghosting. Disappearing for long stretches of time, then reappearing just to get your jollies and disappearing again.
A lot of guys do that.
Yeah, so there you go. Oh, and dirty sheets.
Oh!
Number 10 is dirty sheets. Dingy, greasy, grimy. Haven't been washed since last
crumbs.
Year.
Yeah, when you get in and you're just like...
slimy.
What? Oh, you lay back and you're like, why is that crunchy?
See,
oh.
I do that.
You eat in bed?
Surprisingly, it's the one place I don't eat in the house. I don't eat in bed.
Really? Never?
Think how fat I'd be if I did.
I think that's how those guys end up in bed.
They'd be doing news
who never get off the
you.
Bed ever again. Yeah. They were in 1,000 pounds. They're as big as the mattress.
Nice.
It's like they were eating in bed and never stopped.
Mm. But I go way too long between washing sheets, and they finally got they get sort of like a sheen slipperiness to them. They turned into like sateen sheets.
Oh, God.
So I said, you know, I got to wash these. So I ripped them off, put it in the washing machine. Well, I never did get around to putting them back on. So now I've been sleeping on the bed.
Mattress? The mattress?
No, the mattress pad.
Yeah.
And the comforter. Now they're all slippery.
Oh, God. I think you can wash those.
Well, that's a dry cleaning deal there.
So that's a turn off.
How long do you sleep in a night? How much sleep do you get?
7 hours, give or take.
Yeah, really?
Give or take.
You'd be happier. They say if you want to be, quote, perfectly happy, you should sleep for exactly 7 hours and 6 minutes.
Oh.
And if you sleep for anything less than 6 hours and 48 minutes, expect to be miserable. They don't know about sleeping more than that. Like, if you sleep 8 hours or 9 hours, what it does for your happiness. But 7 hours is the optimal happy
7 hours,
hours
six
of
minutes.
Sleep.
That's why I'm so happy.
6 hours, 48 minutes, less than that, you're a miserable person.
There you go. Explains a lot.
That 6 minutes is so weird. Not 7 hours. 7 hours, 6 minutes.
1-800-955-5567 is the number. We're going to take a quick look at traffic in 2 minutes. What's going on, Lisa?
Traffic report is brought to you by...
Wake up, bitches. It's Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
On the Rock of Southern California, 95.5 KLOS.
Frosty, Heidi, and Frank show. Lisa May has joined us in the studio to give us the news of the day.
We have our Subaru pet of the day, Chihuahua. A Chihuahua mix named Diamond, just 1 year old, great on a leash, house trained. All she needs is a house. So let's find her a home. She's a little thing, and so they put a bandana on her, and it's way too big.
I was like, that is enormous bandana.
I've done that with Rudy, and he's like dragging it around behind him. It's like a dress.
And I'm sure that pink eye will clear up before you adopt
it. It's not pink eye. He's white. He's got a little brown around his
eyes. Is that what it is? I thought it was just like an oozing, exploded eyeball dripping down the cheek.
This is brown oozies.
Oh. Is that where he's shot or something?
Check out Diamond.
It would be fine.
They're
okay,
all
it's
liars.
A wonderful dog to adopt.
Go to 955KLOS.com. Subaru Pet of the Day, brought to you by the all-new 2017 Subaru Impreza. It's more than a car, it's a Subaru.
Because who doesn't want a Chihuahua with a stripper name, you know? I think that's kind of cool.
Yeah, Diamond. Come on,
welcome
Diamond.
To the stage.
Yeah.
Come on.
At the box office, Cars 3 came in number one, $53.5 million. Wonder Woman was in second place, did pretty well, $40.8 million. All Eyes on Me, the Tupac Shakur movie, $27.1 million. That was in third place. Mummy was in fourth place, $13.9 million. That's made $56.5 million in 2 weeks. But again, overseas, it's done much better. And 47 Meters Down was also new in theaters. It made $11.5 million for fifth place. The number of people dead or missing and presumed dead from the big tower fire in London has been raised to 79. They're still investigating the cause of the fire. But now some reports are coming out that the exterior paneling they used during a big renovation last year may have been a banned material, a material that you're not supposed to use on buildings that are higher than where firefighters can reach. They say the thermoplastic material melts and drips as it burns, spreading the fire downwards and upwards. Officials now inspecting 2,500 similar apartment towers throughout Britain. That's a big job. Jurors in the Bill Cosby case could not reach a verdict after 52 hours of deliberating, so the judge declared a mistrial Friday. Earlier in the day, Cosby tweeted a video of supporters chanting outside the courthouse.
We love Bill! We love Bill! We love Bill! We love Bill!
Well, someone tweeted it. He's blind. The prosecution says they will retry Cosby. Until then, he's free on bail. Now, he didn't issue a statement, but his wife Camille did, calling the district attorney exploitively ambitious. She said the judge was arrogant. Andrea Konstad's attorneys were unethical, and the media blatantly vicious. Does she not believe any of this?
I would imagine not. No, because how could you stay with
because
the guy if you did?
At the very least, he's admitted to having sex with lots and lots of women.
But maybe that was like, oh, we had an arrangement. I know he was a famous guy. He's gonna go.
I think she's a cat. She stands by her man. Take that, Tammy Wynette.
And President Trump kicked off his Father's Day with a tweet claiming that his approval rating is higher than Barack Obama's. He claimed in his tweet that the new Rasmussen poll shows him at 50%, which it does, but data from that same company showed President Obama at 55% at this stage of his presidency. Another polling company showed Trump quite a bit lower. Real Clear Politics, they collate data from major national polls, and they show Trump at 39.9%. And that's news of the day.
Men's rompers became a viral sensation back in May when Chicago-based design firm raised $45,000 on a crowdfunding site for Romp Him, a line of one-piece garments, which the group promised to revolutionize men's fashion. I haven't seen them out, haven't purchased one, but they are selling one online for $80 now. That the entire front is just a picture of Kim Jong-un's face.
Oh, no, look at that. No. No, why would you wear that? Why would they make it? Why would you wear it?
No, I'm thinking, when Kim Jong-un sees this, this is all they're going to wear in North Korea. Well, yeah. This will be standard citizen, you know, passed out.
But look where the crotch is, and look where his smiling mouth is. So when he used the bathroom, guess what comes out of his mouth?
This is great, though. If they can do this, can they personalize it and put your face on a romp him? Or Heidi's face.
It's not a bad idea.
My face.
There you go.
You sure you want to see that?
Frosty Hein Frank Rompums.
There you go. So you can get on that, Anthony. So we can get our own Rompum. Okay?
How stupid will the sidewalks look if it's just a bunch of faces walking around in Rompums?
1-800-955-5567 is the number. Have you ever had surgery go wrong? Where you went in for, you know, trust the doctor, you woke up, and they're like, oh, I'm sorry to tell you that we operated on the wrong knee or something. We left a scalpel inside. You got to go back in and get it out. If you had a surgery go wrong, give us a call. I have a guy in the news. He had a pain in a certain area. He went to the doctor after 10 years for this pain, and the doctor removed the wrong thing. So he's suing, and he just got a settlement from a jury. I just want to hear if you've had any surgeries go wrong as well. 1-800-955-5567 is the number. Coming right back with your calls. We're Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
Live from the Morongo Casino Studios, it's Frosty, Heidi, and Frank on 95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1.
Have you ever had a surgery go wrong? There's a guy in Pennsylvania. He's 54 years old. His name's Stephen, and he had some serious pain in his right testicle for over a decade.
Ah!
And then he finally goes to the doctor, and back in 2013, he wanted the urologist to take a look at it. And he's like, yeah, we got to remove it. I don't know exactly what the problem was or what the pain was from, but going to take it out. And they took out the wrong ball. Took out his good one. Left his bad one in there. So
he still has the pain, and he lost a good one.
So he sued the doctor, and last week a jury awarded him $870,000. So would you give up one of your balls for $870,000?
That
right
seems kind of low. Wouldn't you go for a few mil?
Have they lowballed him?
Oh boy.
Not to make a big spectacle out of it, but yes. That seems low, doesn't it? In the age
depending
of multi million
dollars. Are. I mean, if you're going to donate down at the sperm bank, I think that if you have a degree from an Ivy League school and things like that, it's like yours is more in demand, so you can go give more.
Really?
As opposed to like yours. You know what I mean?
Well, I know what I mean, and that hurts. So if you're like if you're worthless,
they don't accept everyone's can.
But on a human level, aren't we all the same value as human beings? Just because I'm a Starbucks barista with no money in the bank doesn't mean I'm worthless compared to some
rocket scientist. Having had looked at that kind of stuff, then if you're a Starbucks barista, that's fine. But maybe you are gorgeous and you're 6'5" and you have athletic ability or whatever. And then I'm going, oh yeah, I don't care. Why do I care how much money you make? I'm taking care of the baby myself. I don't need your money. I need your stuff. So if you're doing that, maybe you're not Harvard. You're not. But if you've got other things going, the physical part
it's kind
of
degrading.
Well,
you're a big old fat pasty slob. Ain't going. Nobody wants yours, so you only get $870,000.
If we know that you're a classically trained musician and you've got all this musical skills, then maybe I go. Well, you know what?
I mean, David Cassidy. I mean, didn't what's her name? Ask him for his sperm.
No, you're thinking of Crosby. David Crosby.
David Crosby, not David Cassidy.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, David Crosby. So you look and go, yeah.
Want a drunk kid.
Yeah, so you look at David Crosby and you go, okay, well, of his musical ability.
Yeah, grow your hair like David Crosby.
And a walrus mustache. Nice.
Big, long, long side hair.
They'll think I'm being Wilford Brimley.
That's why you got to grow
the thick mustache. Yeah. Hell yeah, do it.
Okay, I will. Don't think I won't. Anyway, that seems like a low, because malpractice is always like multi-million dollars. I mean, that's a lot of money, but it seems like it's
well,
not
nearly. Well, he's 54. I don't know if he's planning on having any more kids, so I think he got a lot of money because he took the wrong ball, his good one that still worked. He wasn't planning on having more kids. Plus, he didn't care about it that much that it took him a decade to even go to the doctor's office.
That
so
is kind
of
weird.
As far as like, I was going to use that. No, you weren't.
Yeah, it would wait 10 years if you have testicle pain. A whole decade? Get that looked at.
Bizarre.
As soon as the check engine light comes on, take it down to AMCO.
Especially when it's like your area. I think guys are more likely to, if we had any kind of issue down there, we're going to go to the doctor right away. We'll make our appointment and we'll be there early.
Just to digress for a second, you know, you're looking at if you're seeing this online, my watery red eye today.
It's disturbing.
You got pink eye, dude.
I've got something going. I'm going to the doctor today, right after the show.
You should, yeah.
Now, can you imagine if I waited 10 years? Why would you wait, especially if it's a testicle?
Yeah.
So that's kind of weird.
Because you're oozing, too. You know
you
got to
get to the doctor early for balls and eyes.
So what do you have in my eye? Look at
you
this.
Have
it's red.
Conjunctivitis or
it
pink
hurts.
Eye. Yeah, right.
That's
hurts.
Pink eye, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I thought pink eye itched.
You got, no. You
this
got
hurts.
Something. I had it once where this girl was coming at me. We were at a party and she had whipped cream on her finger to like put it in my, she was like, we were like, ah.
And put it in your mouth?
Yeah, to like to get the whipped cream. And it was just a drunken, crowded mess. And I missed and I got it in my eye. It was like a cloudy. I was like, oh my God, that burns. And then I got
she stuck her finger up in your lid.
I got pink eye from like bacteria from, I don't know. So that's what you get it from.
Weirdly.
I thought pink eye was from fart pillows.
What?
Well, it's if someone farts on your pillow.
You can get it that way too. It's bacteria.
Weirdly, I remember getting gas about 3-4 days ago at the gas station.
You fart on your own pillow? Oh.
And I remember as I put the pump back in the handle thing at the pump.
Yes.
I had an itchy eye and I remember scratching my eye and I remember thinking, oh, you just touched the pump, you idiot. What have you done? Now, 3 days later, look at this thing. It's oozing.
Yeah, it's gross, dude.
Goose
it really
is coming out. It's red. My brain hurts from this.
You have contacts in?
Well, yeah, I got to see.
You should have put glasses.
Wear one. Can you wear one contact?
Do not stand crooked. I don't least.
Have you had a surgery go wrong? Let's talk to Jake. Hello, Jake.
How's it going, Frank?
Tell us about the surgery that went wrong.
So when I was a real little kid, the muscles in my left eye didn't develop right. So basically what they had to do was go in and correct a lazy eye. But when they went in and did it, they put the muscle on the wrong part. So my eye kind of lined up completely wrong. So I went from being like a little 5-year-old kid and my eyeball would basically roll back in my head to now it's just kind of off to the left and it looked real funny. So they had to go back in like 2 years later and correct the muscles.
But for 2 years, you walked around from 5 to 7 years old with a wonky eye.
Yeah, like it was a good look. To look at two people at the same time.
Yeah, a superhero.
Were you always rolling your eyes like Molly Ringwald?
Mom!
I don't know if I could pull off in coordination. It was like one would roll a little to the right, one would roll a little to the left. It was a little...
Well, let me give you a prize. I have here a pair of tickets to United We Rock Tour featuring Styx, REO Speedwagon, and Don Felder at the Greek Theater.
Wow.
That sounds awesome. Hell
there
yeah.
You go. Stay on hold. We're going to hook you up for your bad surgery story. Let's go to Amy. Hello, Amy.
Hi. Foxy, Heidi, and Frank. How are you?
Good. How did surgery go wrong?
Well, I when I was playing softball, I took a bad pitch to the jaw south area, and it set off a chain reaction, and I had to get a root canal. And I don't know if you know how they do root canals, but they basically drill into your tooth, and they burn your nerve to kill your nerve and your tooth.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't give me enough lidocaine to numb my mouth area, and so when they went in to burn my nerve, I felt every single moment of it.
Oh, my God, Amy. I've had a root canal. Yeah. I can't even...
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Of all the nerves.
And then, to make matters worse, later on, I actually ended up having to get that tooth removed and the implant put in. And the same thing happened. Different doctor, not enough lidocaine, and they drill all the way through your gum.
God,
down.
Oh, God. I know. That's the worst.
Oh, my God, Amy.
Yeah.
Poor thing.
Oh, yeah. I haven't been to the dentist since then. It's been like 9 years.
That makes sense.
Why skimp on the lidocaine? If of all things to skimp on, not the painkillers.
Some
up.
People are sensitive to it. Exactly. Some people aren't. You know, it's like I can take quite a bit.
That makes sense.
Oh, it was nothing I've ever experienced. I've had a kid way worse than that. I mean, it was the worst thing ever.
Amy, I'm going to send you out to see Styx, REO Speedwagon, and Don Felder, too, okay?
Oh, awesome.
There you go.
And don't chew the ice.
Stay on hold.
But that's the thing. Yes, there's people who have a sensitivity to lidocaine or they have high tolerance like Frank does, but usually they'll do that and they'll come back and they'll be like, all right, we're just going to do a little bit here, get started, let me know if you're feeling, you know, and you can go, oh, I'm a little sensitive. Well, let me give you another little shot here. This guy's just like, all right, that should be fine. No.
If I'm in that chair and you haven't given me enough and you start drilling in there and then you hit my nerve, I'm going
to
kick you right in the crotch.
I was going to say,
you're
going to
feel the
penis.
Pain I'm feeling.
Like, pop, no more, go.
Let you know.
Go. You want to get elbowed again?
I remember though getting, when I had my root canals done in the front because I got hit in the mouth with a racquetball racket and shattered my front teeth. And so I had to get root canals. And I remember the woman doing the root canal, and I could feel it as well. I thought that was just, you always hear horror stories about root canals and how bad they are, that they're supposed to hurt. But I mean, I think she got, you know, cheated on or something by her boyfriend that same day. She just hated dudes.
Who looked just like you.
Yeah, looked just like me. Because I walked out of there. I couldn't even shut my mouth. I was like in tears. I was like, yeah, I mean, it's like I got kicked in the face by a mule.
Oh, my God.
It hurt so bad. I'm like, I couldn't, yeah.
Not
I was just
to
drooling.
Hurt.
Mommy.
Mm. Mom oh, no.
You couldn't drive yourself after that because they give you so much stuff. But yeah. I could feel it all.
Oh, no, 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 no.
Ouch. Ow, ow, ow.
Let's go to Frank on line one. Hello, Frank.
Hi, how's it going?
Do you have a story about how your surgery went wrong?
Yeah, I had went in for to take out my gallbladder and some gallstones, which I had in there for many years. They operated. They took like 5 hours with it, which it wasn't supposed to take that long. They had to bring in a second surgeon, you know, to give the first one a hand because I started bleeding too much. They left a nice piece of gauze in there. They closed me back up. It comes to, you know, when I came to, I said, so did you get it out? No, we couldn't find your gallbladder, and we just had to close you back up.
What?
You know? Yep. It's a crazy story, but that's what happened. And then I had to go back 6 months later so they could cut me open again. And this is like old style, so they could get out the piece of gauze that they had left in there because it wouldn't heal up.
Where'd you go, the Walmart surgery center?
Is this in America?
Yeah, this is the glory hole that says surgery. You sign up to it, they just cut in.
They literally had to hold me back because I was going to, you know, tear that doctor apart, you know?
You don't go back to the same guy.
I had no choice, you know, because that was the insurance I had at that time. So yeah. HMO, I said, well, he looks like he knows what he's doing, but apparently he didn't. So I still got the gallstones and the gallbladder still in there.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Let me see what I can give you. My God.
I can't even imagine.
I'm going to send you to see Nickelback.
Okay, thank
you. Might as well make the pain even more. Nickelback at the Greek Theater, September 8th. There you go.
All right, thanks a lot, Frank.
Stay on hold, and it should be a good show.
He couldn't find his gallbladder.
Can you imagine the doctor having to tell the guy after all that time, we couldn't find it. We couldn't find your gallbladder. It's in there somewhere.
So I've been under for 5 hours, and you've done nothing and made things worse because you left gauze inside
We just played around and left the oozy stuff in there, but we couldn't find the organ.
It's like you hear women who, instead of going to Beverly Hills Surgical Center for any kind of surgery for beauty, they'll go to somebody who doesn't, it's not even practicing, and get a new ass put in.
Right.
And then they end up, you know, having to go in there and take it out. But it's like, why would you go to someone's house to have any kind of surgery
whatsoever?
If the
surgery center's in the front room.
Yeah, or a shed in someone's yard.
Yeah, just go, you know what, I'm just still in the consultation phase, and I'm not sure I want to go through this, and
if
then
there's
leave.
Blood on the floor.
Yes, don't skimp on surgery.
I'm amazed. I know you had your knee worked on, Frank, when you blew out your ski. Anyway, so obviously they knew which knee to operate on, right? But we're always hearing stories in the news.
They said right. On which knee to this knee?
So did he put an X on it?
Knee to ride it, yeah.
Because if you put an X on it, X could mean not this knee.
Right.
X means no or wrong.
Operate here.
Right, you got to write it out.
That's terrifying.
And they had you write it. So if you messed up, didn't know you're right from your left, then it's your damn fault.
But now and then you hear a whole leg was amputated and they took the wrong one off. How do they get it that wrong?
Yeah,
didn't someone double check?
I've heard of people pulling the wrong teeth. That happened to my dad. He went in and had tooth pain. It was not even on the right side of his head. It was like the tooth was on this right side. They took a molar from his left side. How do you not look and go, that molar seems fine to me?
I didn't
they
knocked you out to pull teeth. I mean, he had to be out and woke up teeth on the right side of his head were gone.
Yeah, he had some work done, like on the front here. These are fake, but they needed to take a back molar out. They took the wrong one out.
What is that?
He woke up, he's like, the tooth still hurts worse than it did.
Oh, Anthony had a hernia surgery gone bad. This ought to be a good story. Hello, Anthony.
Hello, how are you guys doing?
How'd your hernia surgery go bad?
Well, I went in for an umbilical hernia that was about the size of a softball. They put a patch inside of my belly area, there was about 118 stitches to get it to stay in there. And then when they were all done with the surgery, I came out of the surgery. They said, okay, now you got to get up and use the restroom. This is our wonderful Kaiser. So I went to get up, and then all of a sudden I just started gushing like blood out of my stomach. And the doctor says, oh, my God, I go here and lay down. And I laid back down. She jumped on my belly, and she pressed as hard as she could. I about knocked her out. Then she said, we have to go back in because they had forgot to suture the inside of the stomach as opposed to staple the outside. Oh. So they opened it back up with local anesthesia. Then they sewed me back up. Then they stapled it back up. And then after that, I got infected and had to go back to the hospital again. It was a two-month process of something that was supposed to be a day-long thing.
Now, did you go and try to sue them and get a settlement of some kind or no?
No, man. I just wanted to get fixed. I don't want anything like that.
Right.
You get better care at a mash unit under
Seriously?
Fire. Glad he appreciates my exactly. humor.
Yeah, I'm going to send you a nickel back, too.
He's just happy to be alive, Frosty.
There you go. Stay at home.
Thanks, Anthony. Hope you're okay.
Jeez. Oh, I didn't do the right stitch. Oh, silly me. We're going to have to go back in. I wouldn't go. I would want to go back to that same damn place. I'd be like, no, take me to see your son.
Yeah, I'm leaving.
I don't care.
Somehow. I don't know how, but I'm leaving.
Right.
Wait, he said an umbilical hernia. So basically his belly button was distended the size of a softball. He had an Audi the size of a softball. That's a turn off. Going back to that list.
Yeah.
Can't take his pants off. He got a big old Audi.
It could be
softball.
A turn on if you could. I'm picturing
move it right.
Some straddling going on.
Oh, yeah.
The ultimate lap dance, sort of.
She rides a little high.
It's the ultimate insult. She's like, I'd rather ride your belly button. Oh, my God, honey.
That's horrible.
Eric just handed me this. A black bear has killed a 16-year-old boy during a race in Alaska. He had a 16-year-old boy runner while he was competing in an Alaska race on Sunday. A teenager whose identity has not been released was participating in the juniors division of the Robert Spur Memorial Hill Climb Race between Anchorage and Girdwood.
Gird your wood.
The race director says the runner had apparently made it to the halfway point turnaround on Bird Ridge Trail and was on his way down when he texted a family member that he was being chased by a bear.
Who has time to text when you're being chased by a bear?
Yeah, maybe that's why
maybe
he got...
stopped texting.
Yeah.
Was there a little bear emoji?
Yeah, he's looking for it the whole time.
Because the time you spent running. Texting, you could be several steps ahead if you keep running.
It's not. Yeah. Officials from a number of agencies responded to the mountain to locate the boy. Let's see. The boy's remains were transported from the scene. Oh, God.
Oh, no.
They shot the bear, though, 250-pound bear, in the face. But it ran away. My God. Shot it in the face, and it still ran away. It's still on the loose.
It's still out there.
Well, yep.
Seems
it's a man killer.
Probably pretty easy to find. No,
tasted blood. It's dangerous.
I guess, I mean, he obviously tried to fight off the bear. But your natural instinct, once the bear catches you, you got to fight. Or maybe he did the whole, play dead. I told you, black bears, you don't play dead. Grizzly bears, you're supposed to play dead.
Oh, wait, I'm confused about that.
They slap you around like a Barbie doll.
I thought it was all bears you flop dead. No.
Black bears, they will kill you.
So you have to fight back.
You got to fight back on a black bear. No messing around. Mountain lion, you got to fight back. Only a grizzly bear, which is the biggest thing, could tear you in half with
you
one finger.
You see that coming at you. You're like, I guess
you're
I'm
like,
dying
okay,
today.
I better just lay here. I want to be boring. I don't want to fight back.
Got it. Maybe that's good to know. I got some bear spray from when I'm going camping later. Last 2 days of my vacation. You get 9.2 seconds of spray, it says. So you got less than 10 seconds and the whole can's used up. At least if you're going to be walking around with these bears, have some bear spray, right? Spray him in the face.
He had his phone on him.
Yeah. Yay.
There was a story last week about a woman in Maine who drowned a rabid raccoon with her bare hands.
Jeez.
Wow.
Yeah, when animals attack, you got to fight back. And she's 21 years old. I knew instantly it had to be rabid. It was just foaming at the mouth. So she quickly ripped out her earbuds and threw her phone to the ground. Within seconds, the raccoon was at her feet, lunging at her. She says she grabbed it. And strangled it with her thumbs in its mouth.
Did she text while she's doing it?
And pushed
it. Did she text, I'm strangling a rabid...
Well, she has those strong texting thumbs. She had her thumbs in its mouth, and she stuck its head down in like this goopy puddle and just...
Oh! I couldn't do that. Stop it. I love animals too much.
Drown that raccoon. It's rabid, dude.
I know.
Rabies. There's no cure for rabies. If it gets to a certain point, those shots in the stomach don't work. You are dead. It's 100% kill you.
I'd throw it away from me. Give it a good old punt and kick. I couldn't kill it with my bare hands.
It's got rabies. It's attacking you.
But the feet, it's crazy. Put the thumbs,
like,
in its mouth.
Raccoon zombies.
I don't know. A snake, I have no... I'll chop a snake in half. But a cute little raccoon...
And I'm sure he's squeaking and squawking.
Oh, he's a
poor little animal looking up at you.
His little striped tail's like floppy, flop, flop.
Oh, it doesn't know. The poor little raccoon. It doesn't know.
He's just being a raccoon.
He has rabies.
Just like a bear was being a bear. Why are we shooting the bear?
That's like if you guys were on Walking Dead, you wouldn't be able to kill any humans because they're just... Oh, my God.
Zombies, yes. Raccoons, no.
This is a zombie coon.
I would get to the point where I've almost killed the raccoon.
It had rabies. It's like the closest zombie we can get.
But it does. It can't help. It has rabies.
Yeah, he
did. I would almost kill it, and I would get that look when it would submit, and I go, "Aha! I got you, raccoon. Next time, I will kill you." Then I'd kick it away.
It's probably a horrible death anyway. Rabies. So you're probably doing it a favor. You just didn't have anything else to kill it. You know, suddenly with
bare hands.
I've never killed anyone with bare hands. Come think of it.
No.
Well, except for squishing spiders. I mean, you know, but animals, no.
Mm-mm.
Could you really do that?
I don't know. Like your bear, if it's attacking you, yeah, you got to fight back.
Weirdly, Frank, if it was a bear, like that bear in the last story, if it's, you know, fight to the death, okay, I could picture myself chopping a bear to bits with a hatchet or something. But a cute little raccoon?
No. Oh, yeah, that would, I can't
just trying
even
to eat your
that.
Eyes out of your head? Yes, I think I could drown it with my bare hands. Another animal news, fishermen threw away a 1 in a billion catch.
1 in a billion?
Yeah, it's like so rare. They, you know, they brought this thing up with the net. I'm like, oh my God, what the hell is that? We've never even seen one of those. 1 in a billion.
Let me guess. A fish with natural buns on both sides.
Or already battered with cheese.
A battered fish. For an abusive household.
Oh. No.
He's abused at school.
Can I strangle you now?
Like a little raccoon.
So what is this 1 in a billion amazing?
And all the time humans have been exploring the oceans, there have, until now, been just 9 recorded sightings of this particular mammal.
What could it be?
And when these fishermen caught it, they were like, this has to be illegal. We can't keep this thing.
Nessie.
I mean, the fact that we caught it. So they released it back to the water. So it's out there living again in the water. But very rare. 1 in a billion catch. What was it?
Loch Ness Monster?
I'll tell you after trapping.
Oh,
was it Loch Ness Monster?
I don't know.
How do they haven't caught 9 Loch Ness Monsters before? We're still looking for the first one.
I've seen 9 of this in recorded history of ocean exploration. I'll tell you what it is after traffic. What's going on, Lisa?
Traffic report brought to you by...
It's Frosty, Heidi, and Frank on the Rock of Southern California.
95.5 KLOS.
Life on the sea, pulling up the nets. Anxious to find what you caught for the day, and then there's something crazy in the net. You're like, what the hell is that? Never seen one of those before. We better throw it back. It's probably illegal to have it.
Something in the sea.
Yep, there's only been 9 recorded sightings of this type of aquatic mammal.
Mermaid.
In all time. Was it a mermaid? So Heidi's, do you agree with Heidi? Do you think they found the first mermaid off a Dutch trawler?
No.
In the North Sea.
Awesome if they did, but I don't think so. I think they found... the first armless octopus.
How would you even know what it is then?
So it would just be a puss. They found a puss.
This is a picture of you.
We got to throw this back.
Oh my gosh, this is Frosty's head. The armless octopus.
I guess it would be a puss. Very good. Is it that?
Oh my God. If those existed, fishing for that every weekend.
So it's not that then?
No.
Oh, we're wrong.
It's not an armless octopus or a mermaid. Any other guesses what this Dutch trawler found in the North Sea?
A giant squid.
No, it's a mammal.
Oh.
So the whole octopus and squid, no, those are... cephalopods.
A porpoise with the tail on each end.
You're closest.
Really?
Ooh, wait, a two-tailed porpoise?
A double-tailed porpoise.
You're the
no
closest.
Head, just 2 tails.
Nope, they found a 2-headed porpoise.
Oh, that was close.
It's the 9th time in aquatic history that they've had sightings of Siamese conjoined twin mammal.
Wow.
In the sea.
So is the head on each end, or are they side by side?
Side by side.
Oh, okay.
They're looking out, you know, both directions, I guess. Not only side by side, because they kind of, the fish has one tail, kind of splits off. Yeah, when they described it, they took some pictures of it first before they threw it back. That's how researchers know they even found this damn thing. They said, citing the presence of hair on the upper lip. So it had a mustache. Both of them had mustaches.
This is not.
It's getting weirder.
Or just one of them had a mustache, and they named it Hall & Oates. had an umbilical opening, so I guess proving that it was a mammal. A flat dorsal fin, so it didn't really have a dorsal fin that was developed. It's all flat. And a tail that had not yet stiffened to allow for swimming.
So it's just a floppy tail.
It was easy to catch, then, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. They're obviously born alive because it was out there swimming in the ocean, but when they pulled it up in the net, it was dead. But they threw it back anyway.
Oh.
It says for how long it might have survived, they don't know. The inadequacy of a single heart may have been the problem, just for both heads, one heart. Or they said it could have drowned as two brains tried to control the movement of one body, and they're mammals. So it's like, I want to go up, I want to go down, we got to go breathe.
Right. And it sucked at tricks, too. It couldn't jump worth crap.
No.
Oh, well, you're definitely going to SeaWorld to see that thing.
Oh, look at that.
Wow.
Two-headed porpoise.
Obviously, we have no radiation poisoning that's leaked over from Fukushima in the sea.
Stop putting your pills in the down toilet.
Might want to pick another place. FCC regulations and all.
I know, it's going to look really nasty.
Pick another Chernobyl. Another meltdown place. Mm.
Well, that's kind of disturbing.
It's dead, though.
Eek.
Ow.
What have you found in the sea?
1-800-955-5567 is the number. Class rings.
Well, you
a bull has gored a Spanish matador to death.
During I guess, not a practice, but like a full stadium of people.
Yeah, in front of everyone there in Spain.
I always root for the bull.
I've actually been to a bullfight. We've had this discussion before years ago about bullfighting. I've been to a bullfight in Spain. And I thought bullfights were very unfair because what you don't see is the bulls come out, they're already half dead. They've been speared, so they've been stabbed and stabbed, and they're bleeding half to death. By the time they get out there, they're dying.
I think it's just in Spain, though. I think bullfighting in Central America and Mexico is the bull lives. They never kill it.
That's different. In Spain...
It's more of dancing with the bull.
There you go. In Spain, the bull is dying, and the matador is dancing around it, and by the end, it's dead, and the horses pull it off. It's not fair at all. But anyway, this happened in Spain, and one of those bulls ended up goring the guy to death. The guy tripped on his cape. So as he went down, the bull started goring him. Now I have a still shot here.
Bull dancing is what they're going to call it when Heidi finally makes it to Dancing with the Stars. Bull dancing.
Oh.
Hope I don't trip on my cape. Chances
are wearing the horns. Will, are you kidding me? Yeah, you're wearing the horns.
Now, fortunately, in the still shot, the cape is sort of in the air. He's let go of it, so it's hiding the point of entry. But it sure looks like the...
it gored him right in the
ass. Gore went right up the where the moon don't
And he's
shine.
Dead right now, huh?
Oh, he's dead.
So he's running... Oh, my God.
He's writhing in pain in this photo.
Is that blood coming off? Is that blood on his thigh?
Yeah, it's everywhere. Yeah. Now,
that's definitely the face of some guy getting gored in the ass.
This is either a Hollywood costume party in West Hollywood or this is a bull fight gone wrong.
Yeah.
I can't tell which.
It seems I've tripped on my cape. Oh, my God.
Anyway, this would be a KY commercial.
Bull won that one.
Whew.
Ouch.
Lube up them horns.
But I guess if you're a bull rider, a bullfighter, isn't that the way you want to go?
But in front of everyone? I mean, this bull's got the guy up in the air practically, holding him up by his backside. Ouch, ouch, ouch.
Speaking of sporting events, everyone wants to see the venue where the Mayweather-McGregor bout will take place. There is a conflict. I guess it's double booked. The T-Mobile Arena for that particular night, August 26th. Also has the Ice Cube's Big Three Basketball League is set to conclude on that night. So the championship, a 3-on-3 basketball.
Halftime show.
Supposed to be that. You think it's going to make that the halftime show?
Halftime.
Play the championship game before the fight? But you really don't need to sell tickets to this. I mean,
no, right.
They said they're going to try to move the Big Three Basketball League championship to the MGM Grand. But it says right now it is double booked for that date. So who knows if this fight's going to happen or not.
Some say the fight may be over so quickly you can make that the halftime.
Right.
McGregor's getting overwhelming amount of bets in the Mayweather fight. Yeah. the odds.
Let's change then, because the first batch of odds says he wasn't even going to land a punch.
Right.
Now that's what Max Kellerman actually said. Max Kellerman being a boxing analyst. There he is.
The reason I know he's a pure puncher is because I've seen him score knockouts going backwards. That is not easy to do, to hit a guy so hard while your body is moving backward where the momentum's going the other way that you knock him out. That means you're a precise puncher for an MMA fighter.
Mm-hmm.
And you have real punching power. So yes, McGregor is a pure puncher. He has natural punching ability. I'm a great admirer of Conor McGregor's not only technique, but fighting spirit. As Dana White will tell you, you need to make a big event. A guy drops out last minute. McGregor, will you move up and wait to fight that guy? Sure. Let's get it on. You want to do an immediate rematch? Damn right I do. Love everything about McGregor that way, and I love the way he promotes. I'm a big McGregor fan. And if he had been boxing this whole time, maybe we'd be having a different story. But you ain't going to pick it up in 3 or 6 months and hit Floyd. Let me tell you what's going to happen. Conor McGregor will not land a single punch against Floyd Mayweather. Not one punch.
Well,
and this is coming from a huge McGregor fan, obviously.
Yeah, will not land one punch in the fight. I wonder, if Vegas is taking odds on that. Will he even land a punch?
So the odds are coming around. So
a punch. Jesus.
Frank reminded me that he's Irish. If he's an Irish fighter, he'll land a punch.
He'll land a punch for sure. I think he's going to win.
You still think he's going to win?
Yes,
you're still
really
because of your hatred for Mayweather and the fact
that he's not a fan. Not a fan.
Yeah,
been burned too many times. Like, oh, wow, this is boring.
But you're definitely going to buy this fight, right?
The money on this one?
The wife's not going to let me buy this one.
Well, don't tell her.
I'll let you buy it. Come on. Who wears the pants in this family? Actually, you both wear pants. I'm sorry.
Yeah, who
wears the skirt in that family?
Skort is as far as I can get her to go, but we're working on it. We'll get rid of that middle piece in no time.
So she's saying you can't spend $70.
She's like, we bought Pacquiao Mayweather. We buy UFC fights. We love it. And she's like, I'm not doing it. It's gonna be a crap. It's gonna be a joke. I think once it gets closer, she'll warm up and she'll be like, all right, fine, we'll get it.
Can she tell you not to do it though on your own? If it's a tie like that, don't you do it anyway? It's like, well, it's a tie, but it's my money.
That's
what I'd say.
It's our money.
That's not our money. See my paycheck with my name on it? This is my money,
I'm
honey.
I'm going to take this $70 and I'm using it.
I think it's better not to fight it and just have the wishful thinking and going, I'd love to see that. That's like a fantasy bout where, you know, like with the Golden State Warriors and how they almost swept the series in the playoffs. That, you know, saying, would the Lakers in their heyday have beat the Warriors? Would the Celtics have beat the Warriors? Like, say, with teams, could Jordan beat LeBron in a game of one-on-one.
Yeah, Jordan.
But that's never going to happen. Even Jordan was like, "That, of course, I would whip his ass." LeBron James says only Jesus Christ and Shaquille O'Neal in their prime could score on him. And I didn't know Jesus played basketball. But he did work with the hardwoods. He was a carpenter after all, wasn't he? Wasn't he?
Mm-hmm. Very good, yes.
Mm-hmm. God, that's so egotistical. Only Jesus and Shaq in his heyday could score on him.
Well, he's got confidence.
So he's never been scored on?
Well, no. I guess he has.
Yeah.
Come on. The Dalai Lama. Dalai Lama scored him once. Dalai Lama in the post.
That is a weird thought when you think about it. And I know there's training is better now than it used to be, and equipment is better. And
like when Michael Phelps beat Mike Spitz.
Yeah, exactly.
Mark Spitz, Michael Phelps in their heydays.
Right. And of course, Phelps had the better training and the better, you know, equipment. But man-to-man, mano-a-mano, all the great athletes of the past, if you got them all together, would all the old guys be beaten by the new guys? Probably. Right, because we know more now. They know more about muscles and athletics and what to do and what not to do and aerodynamics and practicing. They just know more now.
Like Tiger Woods at his best versus Jack Nicklaus at his best.
There you go.
Who are you taking that one? I mean, like at the hate or
see, it's
Arnold
fun to think
Palmer.
About, but they ever did that? It'd be disappointing.
Right.
I'd like to see him play other sports. Like sometimes, if you watch The Ultimate Fighter, they'll have the two coaches who are basically UFC stars. Do a challenge for one another for cash. And I think the most recent one, they played tetherball.
Tetherball?
So, yeah, to watch superior athletes in one thing do something completely different. Like, let's not have LeBron and, you know, somebody else play basketball. Let's have him do something else.
Okay.
Jump rope.
I did a charity volleyball game down a couple of months ago at the beach, and Terrell Owens was on my team. I mean, Terrell Owens.
Is he awful?
He's awful.
He's awful at volleyball.
Yeah. And it's amazing because you just look at his body and you're just like, oh, my Lord. Like, just a, you know, prime athlete, NFL player, star, so good. And just when you see him hit a volleyball, you're just like, oh, my God, that's just nice guy. But it kind of makes you happy that you're like, wow, you are awful.
So picking teams, you had to pick Terrell thinking he's going to be awesome. Yeah. And then he sucks.
I was happy. I was like, all right, I've got Terrell.
No. Not good. Not good. But looks like he would be.
So I like that idea. It's like
play different sports. Yeah. I think they're doing the Battle of the Network Stars. It's coming back to television.
I loved that as a kid. I loved it as a kid.
They did it in the 70s or 80s, a long time ago.
Right.
Well, it's...
Watch Tracy Gold from Growing Pains on the High Wire. I mean, I was settled.
I think they might be updating their stars a little bit.
Well,
Tracy Gold
I'm
on the High Wire.
Back in the day.
Go ahead, Asner. You can do it, Ed. I'm with you, buddy.
Come on, Mary Tyler Moore. You got this, girl.
The Jefferson versus the Bunkers in a kayak competition.
Oh, my God.
1-800-955-5567 is the number. Let's get some traffic, Lisa. What's going on? You know, I mentioned they found that two-headed porpoise in the ocean earlier. Did you know that cats can drink ocean water and survive because their kidneys can process the salt water and be able to separate the salt, and their bodies can use the actual fresh water that separates. So our kidneys don't have the ability to do that, but cats can't.
I knew they were mythical creatures. I knew it.
They can drink the ocean.
They can drink the ocean and live. It'll be a land of cats after we're gone. What's going on, Lisa?
Asian American band The Slants has won their case in the Supreme Court, and this is great news for the Redskins. So today the Supreme Court ruled that denying federal trademarks because they're offensive violates freedom of speech. This was a case brought to them by the Asian American dance rock band The Slants. The U.S. Patent and Trademark Office denied them a trademark, and they appealed. They said it was offensive. The court said that the office cannot deny trademarks for names that are offensive but not hateful. That's the line that they draw. So the Washington Redskins has a case pending in a federal appeals court, and this will probably clear them to get that name trademarked and continue using it.
I'm staying out of this one.
As well,
would not
probably
A van plowed into a group of Muslims in North London. This happened a little after midnight on Saturday night. There was a group of Muslims. They had just gotten out of their mosque after prayers, and an elderly man had collapsed, and they were trying to help him. And this guy in a van just swerved right into him. Witnesses say this 48-year-old white guy did it deliberately. The driver of the van jumped out and tried to run, but he was chased down and pinned to the ground while shouting anti-Muslim obscenities. He's been arrested on suspicion of murder. 8 people taken to the hospital with injuries, and that older man they were trying to help died at the hospital. Prime Minister Theresa May says the attack was every bit as sickening as other recent terrorist attacks, and that London will never give in to hate. The U.S. Navy's confirmed that 7 sailors died over the weekend when the USS Fitzgerald collided with a container ship off the coast of Japan. The freighter was a much larger ship. It punched a hole into the Fitzgerald, breaching 2 compartments below the waterline, which contained berths for 116 sailors. It happened around 2:20 Saturday morning. Most of the crew was asleep. Water gushed in, and 7 of the sailors never made it out. The ship was taken to the port in Yokohama. The bodies of the sailors have been recovered, and now they're investigating.
I know it was the middle of the night, and the captain was asleep, and most of the crew was asleep, but still.
Everybody's asleep?
Well, not everybody. You still got people running the ship, right?
Yeah.
And this barge, this container ship, was 3 times as big as the Navy ship. How do you not see that thing?
I don't know.
Aren't there lights on it? Or don't you have radars? If you're a Navy battleship, don't you have a radar telling you what's ahead?
It's very puzzling.
It hit right in the middle and practically sunk the thing.
Wow. Yeah, it almost did, they said.
It was listing terribly.
Yeah. Now you can buy a bottle opener for $130, which seems expensive until you find out that it was made from the mighty oak tree that was made famous in the movie Shawshank Redemption.
Oh, okay, that's kind of cool.
The tree, they had to pull it down because strong winds had basically pushed it over. So the company that did that is selling items made from the tree. You can buy the note that Andy left for Red that, you know, the note that he left under the tree. Mm-hmm. They've carved that into a piece of the tree. They've got like sawdust that you can buy for like $20.
Yeah, for the people that don't have 130 for the opener, like,
exactly. Yeah, also sawdust.
Just a handful of sawdust.
I checked. The website is or the company is Natural Wood Mirrors, and of course everything's going quickly. So there's like a table left and a bottle opener and some other things. So you have to do it now because, you know, supplies are limited.
Christmas is right in itself this year.
Right.
Wink, wink.
And that's the news of the day.
I don't know if I believe the complaints to airlines now, because, I mean, once the start of the guy getting drugged down the passenger aisle and everything, a lot of people come out of the woodwork. But this latest thing, a woman was flying from San Francisco to Belize last weekend. She fell asleep during a layover at the Houston airport, and she says an employee for United woke her up by kicking her in the head. Come on.
Oh,
now see,
that's how they tried to wait. Just kicked her in the head. Just kicked her in the head. She'll get up.
She probably nudged. If she's laying on the floor, it might have been like, you know.
Yeah, was she on the floor?
Well,
she'd have to be. It'd have to be a high
unless
kick.
Unless her head
otherwise.
Was hanging off. If she laying down the seat, her head hanging down in the walkway.
She was probably lying down with her head on her carry-on. Yeah. And someone just tapped her carry-on with their toe.
Like, hey.
Kicked her in the head.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You don't know what to Belize.
It's good news, Rossi. I don't know if you heard this, but Burger King introduced their cereal-inspired shakes.
No, but tell me.
They had a Fruit Loop shake.
Didn't know.
I didn't know they had that either. And now they have the Lucky Charm shake.
Oh, count me in.
Which is vanilla soft serve, hand-spun ice cream with Lucky Charms. Cereal pieces and then sweet sauce, whatever that is. Then the shake is finished with whipped topping with more bits of Lucky Charm cereal on top.
Oh, it's
Lucky
magically Charm delicious. Shakes.
No calories in this.
No. Not at all. It's a calorie diet free.
Not if you're on vacation.
Oh, there we go. No calories on vacation. That's I'm having one a day.
All right, when we come back, Christian Hand's going to be joining us in the studio. He takes popular rock songs we all know and love, then breaks them down track by track, vocal by vocal, instrument by instrument, and you'll never listen to music the same way again. Christian Hand is next. We are Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
Live from the Morongo Casino Studios, it's Frosty, Heidi, and Frank on 95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1.
Monday, June 19th, a little bit after 9 o'clock. On Mondays, Christian Hand joins us in the studio, takes rock songs and splits it into its elements so you can hear it like a musician hears music, not like some just fool who listens to the radio.
Just a groundling. Just like a regular person. A prole, as they would say.
What's up, man? How was your weekend?
It's great. It's great. Just been really fantastic.
Refreshed.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
just,
I'm ready to take it on, my friend. You know what I'm saying? I mean, sometimes you just gotta ask, hey, is this my stupid life? It would appear to be. So today we're gonna dig into this one, which is NPR voted it one of the top most 100 influential moments and musical works of the 20th century. It's NPR. They talk very quietly and don't really say a lot that makes a lot of sense sometimes, but it's worth it. So this is Once in a Lifetime from the Talking Heads' Remain in Light album. If you haven't revisited that, you need to check it, because I remember being a young man in England and seeing this video come on and going, what is this guy doing? Because it's the big suit guy, remember? Covered in sweat, doing the weird dance with the hands. So it's the Talking Heads who have gone on to become, you know, pivotal art rock. And, of course, Dave Byrne of the Talking Heads has an Oscar, a Grammy, a Golden Globe, and he's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Nobody likes an overachiever. You know what I'm saying?
It's bigger than a trifecta.
It is. All right, so it starts with Chris Franz on drums. Just a groovy little beat. He and Tina Weymouth, who is the bass player in this band, are still married to this day, so they made it through fame and fortune and... But this is a groovy beat. Produced by a guy by the name of Brian Eno. Little known chap. Possibly one of the most significant record producers of all time. And one of the things he did with this song, folks, is he made everybody start at a different one on the beat. And then he didn't let them listen to each other's performances. He just made them do stuff and then he put it all together.
What? Really?
Yeah. So that's why when you listen to the song, it's kind of like, wait, what is going on? Because the... This groovy little beat, but then the bass line, which starts in like a... skips a... when you put the drums in.
That's really brainy. That's really up there.
That's Brian Eno for you. He does things. He's like, he's a producer that everybody has to work with once in their career if they want to be legitimized. And he'll do things like he sends the whole band into the recording studio, and he'll have a live room where there's just instruments set up, and then he makes them all play an instrument that they don't know how to play to see what happens. He'll like bring up the section and then just put, he'll just start randomly deleting tracks in front of the band, and everybody's like, what are you doing? And he's like, well, this is how we'll find a new thing that everybody will be doing. It's a terrifying man to work with. So the bass section and the drum section is, it's not, you know, this is not a, it's not a Mingus song, but it's definitely incredibly unique and groovy as the dickens.
That hi-hat work, that's really
so
cool.
Good. Yeah, no, he's slept on, but like, and it's a real drum set, it's not a drum machine, so he's grooving. And they have a great recording studio that they built in the Bahamas that everybody went and recorded at and got very high at, by all accounts. But this is it. And she was not a bass player, and they were like, nah, you can play bass.
Oh, okay.
And then she learned how to, and then she's become, like, you know, kind of a pivotal bass player in the art rock scene, too. These guys, their first show was opening for the Ramones at CBGB's. And then they went on tour with the Ramones in Europe for, like, 7 months opening for those guys. So they have cred as cred can be. But it's this. But this is my favorite track, so listen to everything that's going on. Well, first let's do the guitar. So the guitars are remarkably simple. Jerry Harrison on keys, and then Dave Byrne doing a little of the old. It just does this, which is kind of cool. It goes.
Sounds like a country song.
Right? Like, you have no clue that's going on in. So when we put it in the song, it goes like this. You can hear it in the background going.
Never heard that before.
Right?
I
never heard that. That's amazing. That's the point of the bit, you.
I know, every week.
We now I get it. Now I understand.
Yeah, no, it's taken this long. I've only been doing it with you clowns for 8 months. Yeah, isn't that awesome? Like, you have no idea. Now it's all you'll hear.
He had to play that the whole song.
This is like pre-tape, you know, pre-sampling and everything. So I just played it live, so each one's different. It features one of my favorite musical moments of all time. I produce records for people, and I'm always trying to get this. So he does this cool little shika-shika guitar, which you have to have. It's mandatory. Do this, and then you go. Little disco vibe. And then there's this, which is one of my favorite musical moments of all time, when it goes. Jerry Harrison. Which is happening on the ending, which you don't realize how beautiful that is until. And it goes. So good. This song is full of little surprises. So that's happening on the end. This is my favorite track of the whole thing. Listen to how awesome this is. So this is Everybody Else. And this is where you can hear how everyone's on different times. Are working at different times, like nothing's on. And this is David Byrne doing the doo-doo-doops, because he goes.
This song shouldn't work. It's too complicated.
It should not work. Like, all of these arpeggios are going at different times, and then.
What's that rattly sound thing?
Little stick clicks, like metal, like a clave. Like the fact that all these things, like this is when you hear how everyone started at a different time. So if you put the drums in, like it works, but it's all like weirdly off, and then the bass. Put the guitars in. This is like one of those where it's one of my favorite things. Oh, this is so cool, this part.
It's
right
one
here.
Of those songs where no matter how you're dancing, it's working.
Yeah, you can be. That's why it's like historically, it's a very white person song. You know what I'm saying?
That
like
beat, this, I'm on that other
beat. Yeah, it doesn't matter where you are. You can
I'm on the stick clicker.
You could just be drunk and hanging out.
Yeah.
And then the. This is really cool.
What is that stuff?
That's keyboards. It's Jerry Harrison. But this is where you can really hear that. Let the water hold me. Nothing is in the same. Water flowing under. Into the silent water. There is water under. Let the water hold me.
D3 organ?
Yep. But like these that don't make any sense whatsoever. And then the ending, when everyone comes together without the vocal. Now you can hear that nothing is in the same time.
It's like thinking man's music.
Oh, yeah.
Disco is so much easier to do. It almost lacks a bottom end. The bass is so sparse.
Yeah, there's nothing in there, which is really, you know, I mean, if you think about what else was on the radio at the time, it's crazy. So here is David Byrne. And he was sitting watching evangelical television. So he just started taking quotes from the priest or the pastors on the TV and put it into this song. And it's.
And you may find yourself living in a shotgun shack. And you may find yourself. In another part of the world, and you may find yourself behind the wheel of a large automobile, and you may find yourself in a beautiful house with a beautiful wife, and you may ask yourself, well, how did I get here?
Letting the days go by, let the water hold me down. Letting the days go by, water flowing underground into the blue again. After the money's gone, once in a lifetime, water flowing underground.
And you may ask yourself.
Oh, here's an interesting tidbit. Do you know that this man actually invented the phrase, this ain't no party, this ain't no disco?
Really?
Yeah, that's actually a lyric that they created that went on to become sort of part of the parlance. So if you ever say that, you owe the Talking Heads 5 cents.
Underground. And you may ask yourself, how do I work this? And you may ask yourself, where is that large automobile? And you may tell yourself,
so good.
This is not my beautiful house. And you may tell yourself, this is not my beautiful wife.
Letting the days go by, let the water hold me down. Letting the days go by, water flowing underground into the blue again. After the money's gone, once in a lifetime, water flowing underground.
Same as it ever was.
And this is verse 3.
Same as it ever was. 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 Same as it ever was.
All right.
Same as it ever was. Same as it ever was. Water dissolving and water removing. There is water at the bottom of the ocean. Under the water, carry the water.
So this is Brian. Yeah, this is Brian Eno just having a lot of fun in the studio. And if you hear that in the verse, it's so good. It's almost disturbing watching you dance like that. I'm trying to work out if I want to put a dollar in your drawers or if I just want to not look at you at all.
I'm trying to have an itch on my leg.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, I was scratching it.
Beachy dance. Carry the water. Water. I mean, it's just like... Water flowing. The thought that this was like a top 10 single is just crazy if you think about it. Like, yeah. When was the last time you heard something this original on the radio? I don't know. It's so beautifully put together.
It is a work of art.
It is a work
audio
of art.
Art.
Yeah, no, it really is.
Am I right? Am I wrong? And you may say to yourself, my God, what have I done?
Letting the days go.
And Radiohead got their band name from a Talking Head song as well. So, I mean, they've and the fact that they were on the road with, if you think about, like, CBGB's at this time has got the Talking Heads, Television, Blondie. The Ramones are playing there, and they are all deep into it. They're from, they originally came out of the Rhode Island School of Design, which is an incredibly difficult school to get out of, I mean, into. And they are art rock mavens. And this is definitely one of my favorite constructions that Brian Eno has ever done. Right here.
Same as it ever was. Look where my hand was. Time isn't holding up. Time isn't after us. Same as it ever was. Same as it ever was.
Right?
Same as it ever
was. I think he was high when he...
He's supposedly not a utilizer of the drugs. So it's even scarier that this might have been confused. He might have done this.
Same as it ever was.
That's so good. It's actually in the song. Listen. So, like, this is, you know, you would never leave this in like, 2017. You'd edit that and have something up, but it's
same
like,
as I'd ever
he's
was.
Feeling it. That's what it's, if Frank was in a band, this would probably be a majority of the verses would be.
My response to, sir, you've been drinking.
My rep, sir.
Hey.
You want to get out of the car?
Same as it ever was.
Yeah, you want to step out of the car, sir.
Here comes the twister. Same as it ever was. Same as it ever was. Same as it ever was.
He gets all.
Same as it ever was. Once in a lifetime, let the water hold me down. Letting the days go by. Water flowing underground.
Letting the days go by. Once in a lifetime.
I love that. If you listen, you can hear them all tapping their feet in between.
Letting the days go by. Once in a lifetime.
So good. Congrats to the Talking Heads on NPR saying that it's one of the top most important musical works of the 20th century. Like, think about, that's pretty enormous if you think about it. I'd like to see the nerds that voted on that at NPR, though, if you think about it.
And if you're listening to this walking down the street with earbuds in, you're singing along, you sound like a crazy homeless
person. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, here's a dollar.
Okay, man, it's just about it. All right, so on the 22nd of July, I'm going to be doing the Beatles versus the Rolling Stones at Swing House, which is going to be an epic night of adventure of music. If you want to go to that, just go to thesessiononair.com. That's thesessiononair.com. And get some tickets to that. Introduce yourself. It's always nice to meet people that have met me through the show.
Are you combining names on that, like the Rolling Beatles or what?
Usually I do. It's really difficult to get that one. You know, Rolling Bones, it's like I couldn't do it. I just had to go fine. It's the Stones versus the Beatles. But usually it'll be like Queen Terra if it's Queen and Pantera. Right. So I didn't get to do it this time. But it's going to be a great night. I'm not sure what songs I'm going to be doing yet, but that's two of the greatest bands in the history of music. So see you there for that.
Wow.
And next week, I think I might bring in some Doors, perhaps, if you behave yourselves.
Okay.
If not, it'll be YMCA again. So.
Thank you so much, Christian, for stopping by. Always fun having you on the show. Now, I forgot to give away this all day long, but for all you Iron Maiden fans who've been patient, well, I have three pairs to go with to Glen Helen Amphitheater Saturday, July 1st for Iron Maiden with special guest Ghost. Plus, all three of you will be in the running to see them in Las Vegas at the T-Mobile Arena on July 3rd, including two-night hotel stay and $100 gas card. So let's go to the first three through right now. 1-800-95-5KLOS. Going to pick up those Iron Maiden tickets.
Yes. You ever seen them live?
I've never seen them live, no.
It's one of the greatest things you've ever seen.
Awesome.
Yeah.
All right, so call up right now. 1-800-95-5567. Just got this in. Carrie Fisher testing. I guess the coroner released her autopsy, and Carrie Fisher had cocaine, morphine, codeine, and oxycodone in her system when she was hospitalized after suffering a massive heart attack on board a flight to LAX. The county coroner released its full autopsy, including toxicology, and it revealed the slew of drugs. In addition to the cocaine and opiates found in her urine analysis, there's also a very little amount of MDMA, commonly known as ecstasy.
So, thank you, Debbie.
Wow. Really loaded up.
Holy moly.
Yeah, they're saying it's still unclear if that contributed to her death.
What do you think?
I'm not a gambling man.
I know.
Jiminy crickets.
So that is the breaking news. Thank you for joining us today. Tomorrow we'll have some more Arroyo Seco weekend tickets for you. Also some High and Mighty Festival tickets brought to you by KLOS. And some more Iron Maiden tickets with your chance to go see them in Vegas. So be sure and join us tomorrow starting at 6 a.m. Right now we have to apologize to those of you that we have offended and get the hell out of here.
We apologize to our very own Christian Hand over there, Humpty Dumpty, people with pink eye and Quasimodo.
Pandora, polygamists, Mormons, and Nickelback.
Cheetos, diabetics, George Washington, and Leslie's Pool Supply.
Walmart surgeon Tiffany Trump, KOA's Tammy Wynette, and Eric's daughter.
Tobacco users, HMOs, mermaids, and cola tanners.
Bob Seger, douche drinkers, Cher, and Jesus Christ.
Matadors, piercers, London, and Juneteenth celebrants.
Tracy Gold, The Slants, Lucky Charms, and Terrell Owens.
Hall & Oates, Conor McGregor, David Cassidy, and fathers everywhere. You really have to listen to the whole show. We are Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
On tap. On the Rock of Southern California, 95.5 KLOS.
Dodgers leave Cincinnati with a weekend sweep, handing the Reds their ninth consecutive loss and spoiling the unveiling of the Pete Rose statue. Homers for Logan Forsythe and Justin Turner in the 8-7 win. Angels stumbled through the weekend, dropping 3-4 to the Royals, beaten yesterday by their former mate Jason Vargas 7-3. And at the U.S. Open, Aaron Hills, Wisconsin, Brooks Koepka spent the night drinking from the U.S. Open trophy. I'm Pete Fox at Sports on Tap on the Rock of Southern California, 95.5 KLOS.